Hey, Boyne, I need to talk to you.
Not right now, Karen. I bootleg downloaded the movie Twisters from a shady website. Movie theaters are just too expensive these days.
Oh, well, is it any good?
Well, the quality's just okay. The guy who recorded it is eating his popcorn really loud, and he put his own watermark all over it. But it's just so scary. There's just so many tornadoes.
Boyne, you know those aren't real tornadoes, right?
Yeah, right, Karen. You're telling me that's fake? No way. They don't have that kind of technology.
Boyne, listen. Can you please pause your movie so I can talk to you?
Pause Twisters? What if I miss something, like another tornado?
Boyne, there's probably going to be more tornadoes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, make it quick.
Well, Boyne, the other night I cheated.
What, cheated? What do you mean you cheated?
I cheated, Boyne.
What? Karen, you cheated? How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry, Boyne. I just can't help myself. It's so easy.
Well, is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, Boyne. I cheat every chance I get, every time you leave the room.
Oh, who have you even cheated with?
Well, there was one time with your brother, Jonathan, but it was his idea.
You cheated with Jonathan?
I did, Boyne.
Karen, you're a serial cheater. Oh, I feel so dirty. I'm leaving you, Karen. I'm leaving you.
Why, Boyne? Why?
Why? Why am I leaving, Karen? Because you cheated on me! Because you're a lying, cheating whore! Lying! Cheating! Whore!
Oh, I never should have told him! But I didn't know he'd act this way!
Jeffy, stop smelling those markers. It's gonna make you high.
Why? So I can be like you?
I'm not high, Jeffy.
Marvin, he can smell those markers. They're scented markers.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm smelling some fluffer nutter right now.
That sounds like a bad word.
I bend her over and stuck it right in her fluffer nutter.
Jeffy, don't say that. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey there, Marvin. I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop by before I kill myself.
But what's going on, buddy? You don't look so good.
Oh, I don't? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe you've just never seen the face of a guy whose wife is a cheating bitch. That's it. That's the face. It's me.
Wait, your wife cheated on you?
What gave you that idea?
Well, you said...
Yes, she did. She's a cheating bitch. Apparently, she cheated multiple times. Every time I was out of the room, apparently, just all the time. You know, I never checked the closet, so I guess that's where she was keeping them.
Oh, okay.
Like, rooms.
Well, how'd you catch her being a cheater?
Oh, I walked into the room and she was eating a pumpkin.
What?
Never mind, she's a cheating bitch. She cheated on me with my own brother.
What, your own brother?
Yes.
What, do you want to come inside?
I bet that's what she asked them. You know what? I bet she didn't even have to. I bet they already knew they could. That's her kink.
Listen, come inside, buddy. Let's just talk about this.
Hey, Daddy, look, I'm a unicorn.
Jeffy, stop it. Go to your room. We have to talk about adult things.
All right, Daddy. Well, I'm going to go to my room and use my markers to color my butthole to look like the LGBTQ flag. And it's going to smell fruity.
Marvin, what's wrong with your friend?
His wife cheated on him.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, you guys talking about me? Because that would be fucked up. It's pretty messed up to make fun of a crying man.
Hey, what can we do to make you happy, buddy?
Well, you could build a time machine and send me back to before the plane hit the tower so I could stand on top of them and die.
What? No, buddy, I thought you were going to say send you back before your wife cheated on you.
Oh, no. Who knows when that started? She was probably doing that before she even met me.
Wait, don't you cheat on your wife all the time?
Oh, here we go. Yes, I do. But I can do that because I'm the man. I work. I pay the bills so I can do that. It's like a tax.
Wait, what? Isn't that the problem, though? Maybe that's why she cheated.
Marvin, are you sure your wife's not cheating on you? Because that is cheater talk. You should smell her breath and make sure it doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Listen, buddy, look, just calm down. What can we do to, like, get you distracted from your wife cheating on you?
You're right, Marvin. I should cheat on my wife to get back at her.
But you already cheat on your wife!
No, this time it'll be different because it's going to be for revenge. Like Japan, they blew up a couple of ships at Pearl Harbor, so we dropped 2 nukes on their asses. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang 2 hot bitches. Come on, Marvin, to the strip club.
Marvin, no.
Marvin, to my car.
But you can't drive, you've been drinking.
I'm not going to drive. You're going to drive. Wink, wink.
I gotta go with him.
Marvin, please, no!
I gotta make sure he doesn't drive drunk.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're not driving. Give me your keys.
Oh, you want my keys, huh? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you're not driving.
It's push to start, you fucking idiot. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Well, no, don't drive! Don't drive!
Please!
Stop.
The best part about working the night shift alone is you get all the doonits. Oh, winking wallaby, is that a drunk driver? I'm gonna go get him.
Oh my god, the cops are behind us!
The cops? I'm a cop. If I just let them know, they'll let them go.
Oh god, thank god you're stopping.
Just let me do all the talking.
Excuse me, sir, you were swerving. Oh, hey, Mark!
Simmons! It's my partner, Simmons! Marvin, we are good. We are good. Simmons is gonna let me drive drunk, aren't you, Simmons?
Actually, man, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because my body cam's on.
You fucking idiot. You're supposed to turn it off.
Well, they don't let us do that anymore, mate.
I just put a sticker over mine.
How many beers have you had tonight?
This is my sixth one. Here, you want a sip?
No, mate. You know I'm working. I can't drink on the job. Plus, I'm already six donuts deep. I got donuts in my car. You want one?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Marvin, you want a donut? Marvin doesn't, but I do.
All right, mate. Give me 1 second.
Put it right in my mouth.
There you are.
Oh, shit. I'm too drunk to eat donuts.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to do a sobriety test for you, so I'm going to need you to get out of the car.
Simmons, I already told you I'm drunk. I don't have to prove it. God, you are the worst cop ever.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to turn you in, so come on. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay, I will get out, but first you have to give me a hug.
All right.
Stupid pig!
What? You just tasered a cop!
Strip club, Marvin, titties!
What?
Titties, Marvin, titties! Oh, look at that, Marvin. Titties!
I don't want to be here. Let's leave.
Come on, Marvin. My wife cheated on me.
And you tasered a cop. You're probably wanted.
I don't care, Marvin. I have nothing left to live for. Like, watch this. Hey, ho.
What?
Come here.
Yeah?
Let me grab that. Oh, wow. Those are nice.
Hey, you have to pay for that.
Oh, okay. Here you go. There you go.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enjoy it. It's my life savings.
Hey, no punching the legs.
The fuck? Hey, buddy, you better get out of my face before my friend Marvin kicks your ass.
Oh, I'd like to see him try. Oh,
kick his ass, Marvin.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to kick
him. No, kick his ass. You could do it. Punch him right in the nose. He's got a weak sinus cavity. I can tell. It's like punching a shark. It'll just knock him right out.
Yeah, punch me in the nose.
See, he wants you to do a punch him, Marvin.
I'm not punching
him. Quit being a bitch and punch him.
Okay.
Oh my god, he broke my wrist!
Marvin, what, you think you're the equalizer? You're not Denzel Washington?
You guys need to go!
Oh, you still want us to leave?
Yeah!
Okay, let me just finish my beer. See what I tell you, Marvin? I knocked his ass out with my beer bottle, and it didn't even break. How do they do it in movies?
I think he broke my wrist. I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, girl.
What?
Come back to my house. I want you to meet my wife.
Give me money.
Oh, okay, fine. Here you go. Yeah, see?
Ooh.
This is what you want?
Yeah.
I got all the power. Come
okay.
on.
Marvin, what happened to your hand?
He broke it because he thought he was the equalizer.
No, you told me to punch that guy in the face.
Wait, where have you guys been?
The strip club.
Marvin, how could you?
I was trying to stop him from drinking and driving, and then he tasered a cop.
And tell her what else I did.
And then we went to the strip club, and then he met this stripper, and he took her on a shopping spree and bought her whatever she wanted, and then he went to the bank and gave her his life savings.
Why would you give that whore all your money?
Oh, damn. I am so sorry. She actually prefers the term hoe. It's more respectful.
He saved me from a ditch, and now I'm a classy-ass bitch. Why would you give that hoe all your money?
Oh, easy. See, my wife cheated on me, so at the end of the day, I'm planning on, Yeah, can't take it with me, right? So I think I'm maybe going to run into a train, you know, just make it nice and quick. And by the way, don't fucking do that. If you were going to do that because of this scene, you have bigger problems and you should probably get some help. I shouldn't have to tell you that. And now you can get some help with today's sponsor, me telling you not to fucking do that. And also gamer subs, I guess.
Listen, buddy, I know your wife cheated on you, but you don't...
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I forgot for a second.
Listen, man, you can just take the money away from her. Like, you can take all that stuff back and get money back.
Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. Marvin. Stop, you're scaring her.
Listen, you're just doing a lot of...
Squeeze me, but I'm gonna go brag to my wife that I have a new hotter wife and no money.
Oh man, he's ruining his life.
I can't believe you told him we cheated!
I had to tell him the truth! It was killing me!
Hey, lovebirds.
Boy!
What it is. I just wanted to introduce you to my new girl. What is your name?
Angel Dust.
This is Veronica. She's definitely not a stripper, and I gave her our entire life savings.
Boy, you're cheating on me?
Yeah, I guess you're not the only one who likes to eat pumpkin, huh? Oh, come here, pumpkin.
Boy, what are you talking about?
Well, you cheated on me, so I cheated on you.
Boyne, I didn't cheat on you. I cheated.
Well, tomato, tomato, you're still banging other guys. It doesn't matter what you call it.
No, Boyne, think. What were we doing the other night?
Well, apparently you were banging my brother while I was watching TV.
I wish.
No, Boyne, we were playing board games.
And?
I cheated at board games.
Wait, explain.
Well, Boyne, remember when we were playing Guess Who? Well, there was a mirror behind you, so I could see who your person was, and I was able to guess who it was by looking at the reflection. And then we played Monopoly, and I was the banker, so I kept stealing money from the bank when you weren't looking. Then we were playing Uno with Jonathan, and he gave me a bunch of draw four cards under the table so we could make you keep drawing cards all game long.
Damn it, I knew there was no way you had that many draw fours.
It was so funny, Boyne, because you had like 50 cards, and you kept having to draw four more.
And you just kept buying up all those properties in Monopoly?
Boyne, honey, I didn't buy those properties.
Oh, God damn it, I just thought you were really good at guessing who.
No.
Well, I did a lot to screw up my life.
It's okay, Boyne. I still love you.
No, you don't understand, Karen. I tased a cop. I hit this really scary bodyguard guy. I gave our entire life savings to this stripper. See, I thought I was going to get hit by a train later, and now I still want to.
It's okay, Boyne. You'll earn your money back. And when you do, can I go shopping?
Sure, if the train doesn't kill me.
Come on, Boyne. Let's go play board games.
Yeah, 21. But, Jeffy, the odds are 35 to 1. If you win, you win $70,000.
Yeah, something like.
Shit, that's a hell of a payday.
Well, Jeffy, I don't think you should bet all your money on one number. Maybe just spread it out or bet on a color.
No, I think I'm going to leave it where it is.
Hey, he's a grown-ass man. Let him bet, shit.
Yeah, Marvin, he's 20 years old. I mean, he's 21 years old, and he'll be 22 at midnight.
No, I won't.
But I hate my fucking ass. Can you just spin, please?
Yeah, can you spin the thing?
Yes, I will spin the right now.
No, now that he's spinning, I don't want it on odd. I'm gonna bet on even. Yeah. Oh, no. My friend always bets on even. Steven bet on even one time, and he lost everything, and he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, no. I'm gonna put it on odd. But then, my friend always bets on odd Todd. He also lost everything. I'm gonna put it on black, like Jack Black. He was in the Minecraft movie. That was okay. I can't watch.
No more changing your bet.
Okay, I'm done.
Black 20.
Black 20?
Black 20.
Black 20?
That's it?
We got one.
Ah, yeah!
Again.
I can't believe it! Did Jeffy really win $70,000?
Hell yeah, he did!
Oh my god! Yeah, Jeffy, you're rich!
Yeah!
Alright, everyone grab y'all's money, let's get the hell out of here!
Well, I'm gonna let it run.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Let it ride!
No, Jeffy, it's not gonna be black 22 times again. It's not gonna do it again.
Let it ride!
No, it's not gonna be black 20 again, Jeffy. Grab your goddamn money.
Let that motherfucker ride, bitch!
I mean, fuck it. Yeah, I'm keeping my bet.
No, guys. Guys, we came here with 20 bucks. We're gonna leave with grab your goddamn money, Jeffy.
Let your ass let this shit ride.
Let's get some beers over here.
Oh, my God.
Hop on that shit, that motherfucker
rhyme,
boy.
Oh, God, he spun it. It's not too late, Jeffy. You can grab your money back.
The hoppa.
But it's $70,000.
But if he wins, it'll be $2.4 million. So just sit back and sip your beer.
It's not going to hit Black 20 twice.
Marvin, when a plane hit the World Trade Center, I said, there's no way a second plane's going to hit the World Trade Center. And then guess what? It did. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to hit the Pentagon. And then guess what? That fucking happened, too. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to crash in a field in Pennsylvania. And then after that happened, I don't rule anything out anymore.
Batting, when that bitch hits, I'm gonna stand on my head and butt chug this beer.
Oh my god. Okay, you know, I'll start drinking.
Black 20 again!
Black 20!
I'm butt chugging beer in my ass!
No fucking way!
$2.4 million!
Get the fuck out! Let's go to the sick world!
Yes!
Yeah!
Woo!
Fuck yeah. Martin, this is the best 48th birthday I've ever had.
Fuck yeah. Jeffy, have a good time.
Hell yeah, Jay. Boobies.
Oh, I'm loving Vegas. It is everywhere.
Hey, my name's Crystal, like the meth.
Oh, shit. Marvin.
Yeah.
Is she hot as fuck, or am I just really drunk?
Oh, shit. She looks like Pennywise. My dick's about to be Georgie's arm.
Fuck yeah. Hey, Jay. I think I remember this place.
What, really? All right, Jeffy, you going in the locker while Mommy's at work. Go in. Get in there. All right, time to shine. Coming up next on stage, we have Fish Lips.
I'm a star.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a woman. Hey, over here.
Ooh. Hey there, big boy.
Your boobs look like an airplane deck pillow.
How'd you like to put your neck on?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff a dollar between them.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
Now pull it out with your teeth. My good boy. Now spit it on me. Oh, yeah.
You're perfect. How much to get you back to my place?
$10.
Deal.
Okay, let me just grab my baby out of the locker.
Hey, Ricky, clock me out for the night. I got a customer.
All right, Jeffy, we're leaving.
Oh, you nasty little piece of shit. Come out of here. Mommy's gonna do some nasty work here on some diapers.
Jeffy, do you need to leave?
Oh, no, I'm golden.
Okay, good. Fuck yeah.
Can I get you boys anything to drink?
Yeah, we want the most expensive alcohols you have. Because we have $2 million and it's our birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, that who needs more money? Fuck yeah.
Hey, I gotta go piss. So go dance on my daddy.
Oh, hell no. Come dance on me, baby.
Yeah, get that pee-pee loving.
Hello, it is me, and I'm here with world-renowned painter Jean-Pierre Francois, where he's showing off his exclusive art collection here at the Wink Casino in Las Vegas. This collection has never been seen before by human eyes, so Jacques, please, walk us through your collection.
This first painting is called Maasenwiener. Guess why?
Why?
Well, you see, I sat on some paper naked, and then I sat on the canvas, and they left an imprint of Maasenwiener.
Wow, truly original. Now, what about this piece, Jacques?
This piece is called The Mime. Because it is a painting of a man.
That indeed it is. Now, right here, I see nothing. So, did you already sell a piece, Jacques?
No. You see, I was going to hang a painting here, and then I said, no, it is perfect, it's just a nail in the wall. So I call this a nail in the wall.
Very beautiful. Now, what about this?
This is called multiple skid marks. You see, I put the paint in my asshole, and then I scoot it across the canvas like a dog.
Oh, absolutely inspiring. Now, what about this?
This is called woman running very fast with a watermelon. You see, this is the watermelon, and she is so fast she is a blur.
Oh, absolutely breathtaking. Now, Jacques, please explain this piece, because I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at.
This is my piece de la résistance. I call this, I am never having children ever.
And why is that?
Because I cut off my ballsack and I taped it to the canvas.
No way! You cut off your testicles and put it on the canvas?
I sure did.
No one has ever done that in the name of art. That is truly an original piece by Jacques-Pierre Francois. So if you would like to purchase this piece, come here.
Oh my god, is that actually your ball?
It sure is.
I love it. I want to buy it. I'll give you $1 billion.
$1 billion?
Yes, as long as you do not have kids.
Oh, well, I do not, and I cannot now that I have cut off my ballsack.
Okay, perfect. I'll meet you here tomorrow with $1 billion, as long as you don't have kids.
No kids for me.
And you are sure to be bored?
Yes, he's in the bathroom. What is that? Stupid mom.
Whoops.
So you are telling me that these boys have never produced the seed to go inside the woman to be giving her birth?
No.
Hey, Jack, remember me? You got my mommy pregnant and then fucking left.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, is this your son?
No, I do not have children.
Look at my fucking face. You see? I look just like this goofy motherfucker.
If this is true and he's your son, then the deal is off.
No, this is not my son. This is a trespasser. He is clearly drunk. You stay here. Come with me.
Oh, look at that. My daddy taking me somewhere. That's a fucking first. Oh, where are you taking me? On a father and son fishing trip? That would require you to actually be a fucking dad.
I do not go fishing. Jeffy, why are you here? What do you want?
Well, I had to go to the bathroom, and then I saw your stupid face. And then I said, I have something to say to him.
Okay, Jeffy, what do you want? Do you want money? I will write you a check to leave me alone.
I don't need your fucking money. I just won $2.4 million in the casino. So you can eat my fucking ass.
Okay, if you don't want money, what do you want?
I don't want to ruin your fucking life. I'm going to go tell Al-Qaeda over there that I'm your son. You have a pipe cleaner dick.
No. I'll do anything. I will take you to the Plaza Sundance.
Wait, really?
Yes, oui. Where are you staying?
Oh, I'm up in the strip club right now trying to get pink eye. Oh. And I had to go in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, we can get pink eye together, okay?
Okay, really?
Oui, yes. I will be there soon.
All right, well, first I have to piss.
Oh.
Okay, I'll see you up there.
He is pissed on my floor. I have to get rid of him.
So, was he your son or not?
No. He was just a drunk man trying to get money. You know how it is when you are famous. Everybody wants a piece.
Well, I'm going to go try and find him and ask him if he's your son.
No, that's okay, because he is not my son. Whatever. Meld, I have to kill Jeffy. But how? Oh, I know. I could roofie his drink at the strip club and then throw him out of an aeroplane. And it would look like a skydiving accident. Yes.
All right, Crystal. The four drinks you ordered are ready.
Thanks, Bob.
Not so fast.
Who are you?
I am the drink inspector.
Drink inspector?
Oui. I am here to make sure the drinks do not have the alcohol poisoning. It is a new Vegas rule.
All right.
Oh, no. It is as I expected. They have the alcohol poisoning. I have to fix it with these anti-alcohol poisoning pills. One for you, one for you, one for you, and one for you. There we go. Now you can serve them.
Thanks.
Hey, boss, can you respect mine?
That's you.
There you go.
Here's y'all's drinks.
God, you're so fucking hot. Ooh, it smells expensive and looks drugged, but I don't give a shit. This is Vegas, baby.
Fuck yeah, let's drink our drinks.
Hey, Dad, you'll never guess who I saw at the bathroom.
Who?
Santa Claus!
That's fucking sick. Everyone drink that expensive ass drink. It's expensive as shit in here. And guys, let's everyone... Oh, shit. I wish I was him. I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna wish Jeffy a happy birthday. And happy birthday, everybody. And let's get drunk in this bitch. Party on that line!
Okay, this is their room. The guy at the front desk gave me a key because of Kelsey did.
Because you are so handsome.
Oh, stop it, you. Now you stay here and be on the lookout while I go in and grab Jeffy.
Okay.
I'll give 3,000. Let's get started, baby.
Bob, you put that fucking thing in the fridge. I want frozen bacon for dinner, and you gotta do what I say, because I'm gonna...
I got the guy's tattoo from the hangover.
Fuck yeah, you did?
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Bob. Fuck, hop off on the team, baby. Oh, hey, Dad, where are we going?
Hey, does my nose ring look infected?
My dick's gonna look infected when I get done having sex with whatever this creature is. Let's go!
Yeah, you gotta close the fridge. Bob, you gotta close. Bob, let me sit on it.
Okay, I got him.
Dad, are we gonna go play catch? Cause last time we played catch, the ball kept hitting the ground cause you were never there.
Quiet, you.
Well, are we going somewhere? Cause I got the keys to my car and I'll drive.
Perfect. To the car. Quick as we go do. Grab my Berserk out so we can take it to Perry in the morning and I can get my billion dollars.
But Joe, aren't you supposed to meet the buyer here?
No, it is too risky. And I must meet him in Perry and throw Jeffy out of my airplane.
Are we taking my car or not?
This is a brilliant idea. I will tie up Jeffy and put him in the car and then drop it from the aeroplane. Then the car will be unrecognizable.
Jock, you are a genius.
Grab the out.
I will grab your balls.
Whoa, how did we afford a hotel this nice? Karen, what the hell are you doing in Vegas?
Huh? Who's Karen?
God, ow, my head! Whoa, what the fuck? What the fuck happened to my hair?
You're my beautiful bald angel.
No, don't you call me that. We didn't, did me and you.
Uh-huh, all night long.
Oh, no. Ew. Marvin, where are you? I hooked up with like a transsexual or an ugly bitch or something, and Peppa Pig's got a pickle dick. Where are you? Marvin!
Oh.
What the fuck, Marvin? Why do you have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
I have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
You said you wanted to look like the guy from The Hangover.
Who the fuck is that?
I'm Bob.
What's on your face?
This mask. You made me wear it and then you sat on my head.
What? I did not sit on your head. I did not do that.
Marvin, you have a nose piercing.
What? My nose is pierced?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. See, I have a face tattoo. My nose is pierced and I had that up my ass.
Yeah, well, I hooked up with that thing.
Yo-ho.
We all hooked up with that thing.
Oh, okay, you know, I want to grab all my shit and I want to get out of Vegas. I don't know why the fuck we're here, but
yeah.
But where's Jeffy?
Wait, where's Chef Pee-Pee?
Jeffy! There's a chicken in the kitchen.
A chicken?
Yeah, a chicken.
How'd that get here?
Wait, what happened to your hair?
I don't know, and I'm scared.
Oh, there's Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, wake up.
Oh, not right now, bro. Let him in to sleep. It's too damn bright. No,
wake up and look where you're at.
Oh, what do you want, Marvin? Oh, my God. What happened to your face? You look like Mike Tyson. Hey, whoa. What happened to you? You're bald as hell. Are you a skinhead?
No, I don't know.
Wait, who's this?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, what's up? Damn, it's a baddie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, bad Abby. How you doing?
You owe me $3,000.
$3,000? What the?
Hold on, let me check my bank account.
What the fuck? What happened to my damn phone?
Wait, you're upset about your phone? Look at my face. I have a face tattoo and a nose piercing. I had a finger in my ass all night.
Whoa, what the hell have you been up to, Marvin?
I don't know. We gotta find Jeffy and let's just get out of Vegas. I'm gonna see if there's any water in the fridge.
Yeah,
I am so hungover.
A pig! How does a pig attack me? Okay, you know what? Screw the water. I just want to find Jeffy and let's leave this goddamn hotel.
Yeah.
Right, look for Jeffy. Look every room. Jeffy, the party's over. It's time to go.
Marvin, I just checked in every bedroom. He's not in there.
Yeah, I checked the balcony, too. He's not out there, either.
Wait, you think he jumped over?
No, there would have been a commotion.
You're right.
Oh, I don't know where Jeffy is. Look around. Maybe there's some clues. Maybe he left a note or something.
Oh, well, one of us came in first place at something.
Yeah, that was the baldest man competition, and you wanted to win.
Well, fuck.
Damn, you were destined to win, Marvin.
What is it? Everyone focus. Okay, wait. Jumping right. Ask that thing if she saw Jeffy.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, ma'am, sir, they, them, whatever. Have you seen a kid in a yellow shirt?
Oh, yeah. I saw him last night. He left the strip club with a guy in a striped shirt.
A striped shirt? Well, how about we go back to the strip club and ask them if they got the guy's ID or if they know who that guy is?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, let's do that.
Damn, Marvin, this place is really nice. It's like a penthouse.
Yeah, who paid for this?
It definitely wasn't me who paid for it.
Come here, you motherfucker!
Now, I wonder where we met that fellow.
Okay, let's just go to the strip club so we can find Jeffy. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing.
Are you gonna pay me my $3,000?
Of course, baby, of course I am. I'm going to the ATM right now.
I'll charge you $5,000 if you want to do it real quick again.
Give me just a second, bro. Hurry up. Hello?
Marvin, what the fuck? Why am I looking at a $15,000 charge on your credit card? $15,000 for a hotel room.
That is not me. You should dispute that right now.
Marvin, I have a tracker in your ass, and it says you're at the Fontainebleau. Is that a goddamn pig I hear?
No, I'm on a farm. I'm not at the farm. You talk to him.
Okay. Hello?
Who the fuck is this?
One number.
Okay.
All right, I'm good, guys. Go, nigga, go. I'm not paying ass.
Dad, why are you doing this to me?
Because I'm not going to let a stupid little accident like you cost me billions. Bon voyage.
Dad, no!
Chuck, the rope is secure for the meltdown.
Shut up, you idiot. We're ready to take off.
Hey, real quick before we take off, is that a car that's just been tied to the plane?
Yes, I would like to transport it to Paris.
Okay, but we're not really that kind of plane. That doesn't really seem safe.
I don't pay you to think. I pay you to fly planes.
Okay, but I'm just saying it's probably going to cause a lot of drag.
Okay, we were all here last night, but don't remember anything. We gotta ask someone that might remember.
Oh, ask the bartender.
I am the bartender.
What the hell, Bob? Why didn't you say something?
I don't remember shit. I don't even know where I got this mask.
Okay, don't ask the stripper if she saw Jeffy.
Alright, I'll do my thing. Hey, sweet cheeks. Were we here last night?
Yeah, you guys were here.
Okay. So was there a kid with a blue helmet and a yellow shirt on?
Yeah, I was grinding on him.
Oh, okay. Did he leave with us when we left?
Yeah.
Ooh, was I bald when we left?
Yeah.
Okay, so the bald competition was here.
Yeah, you won first place.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so where did I get this tattoo?
Bob gave it to you.
What?
Bob, you gave me a fucking tattoo and didn't tell me?
Yeah, I do tattoos.
Well, you just said you don't remember anything.
I don't after the tattoo.
Okay, who pierced my nose?
Oh, you did that yourself with a paperclip.
Oh, shit, Marvin, that is a paperclip.
Okay, listen. We got to figure out what's going on. So where is Jeffy?
Hey, that blonde that was stripping here, you know she got an STD?
Oh, she has tons of them.
Oh, not my lucky day.
Okay, listen, ma'am, did we say where we were going to go when we left here?
Yeah, you said you were going to go steal a chicken and a pig.
Well, we did do that.
Oh, God, I can't remember anything. Where could Jeffy be?
Freeze! Get on the ground! Nobody move!
Oh, thank God the cops are here. My son is...
I said get on the ground!
Okay.
Except for you. You get up and keep dancing.
Gary, focus.
My bad. You guys are going downtown.
What, for what?
I said stop asking questions. Come on. You two and the chef.
Well, it's Ricardo. I'm about to get away with murder and get $1 billion. Laugh with me, it's Ricardo. That is enough. I will now cut the rope, like the up game, dropping the cow, and killing my son. Hoyo!
The cow! It hit the ground! Do you think he could have survived?
Even if he did, he won't survive. The bomb I put in the cow! Bon voyage!
What a beautiful explosion!
Oui, oui. He was incinerated. The $1 billion is mine. Laugh with me, it's Ricardo.
Chuck, look! A parachute!
Sacré bleu! What the fuck? How is this possible? He was tied up with a rope! There was no parachute in the car!
So the $1 billion is not yours?
Not if I have anything to say about it. Pilot!
Please don't stand in front of me when I'm trying to fly the plane. This is a single-engine aircraft. If I hit a bird, I ain't no silly.
Do you see the guy with the parachute down there?
Yeah.
Kill him with the plane.
What?
Hit him with the wing of the plane and kill him.
What are you, crazy? That's worse than hitting a bird.
He's going to cost me $1 billion. Hit him.
Let go of the controls, goddammit. You're going to make this crash. Let go of the controls, goddammit.
I just need to kill him.
What the hell's wrong with you? You trying to hijack this plane? You one of those Al-Qaedas?
God damn it, I missed.
Oh no, we're stalling. I can't recover. We're going to crash. Fuck. I can't, goddammit, this is your fucking fault! Well, we're doomed. Say goodbye to your loved ones on the black box. Hey, Loretta, it's me, Chief. Remember that time you thought I cheated on you at the laundromat with that Asian lady? Well, I did. She gave me a sloppy toppy, but I am sorry.
As for Godot, throw me my cigar. I will not die without cancer in my lungs. Yes, sir! Okay, God, I am ready.
Good thing I always keep a pair of shoes and a pair of scissors under the seat of my car.
Why is this room so dark? Where are we? Oh, God, that light is bright.
What the hell is going on?
You boys might tell me where you were last night.
See, that's the thing. We don't really remember.
The strip club, yeah, casino.
Kind of all over the place.
How convenient.
Listen, my son Jeffy's missing. Can you help me find him?
Oh, your son. You mean accomplice for the murders?
Murder?
No.
We did not murder anyone.
Oh, I murdered something. That pussy!
So you admit it!
So the guy you murdered was a pussy. A little bitch!
It definitely wasn't a guy. It was a woman.
So you murdered a woman!
Well, she was a hooker.
He didn't pay her, though.
So you stole!
Oh, it's all coming together. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker. And when she wanted to get paid, you got mad. So you killed her, cut her up, and put her in the bathtub with acid to get rid of the body!
Oh, that body! Yeah, I saw those bodies.
This is a big misunderstanding. Those bodies were actually already at the hotel when we checked in.
Yeah, I can vouch. I saw them.
How convenient.
You boys mind telling me why your fingerprints were all over the toilet then?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, when we flushed the toilet, just more piss came out, and it was just, so we had to flush the toilet.
A lot of piss. Yeah.
And why didn't you call the cops?
Well, for this exact reason.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks bad.
Yeah.
You know, there were also fingerprints on the phone, too. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker.
Well, no, hold on. No. Only he slept with her.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I did. I mean, mine was pretty ugly.
Yeah, I sat on a middle finger in my ass.
Oh,
Okay, so he slept with the hooker.
Yep.
And then when she wanted to get paid, you all got mad. So she ran to the phone to call the cops. But you killed her and shoved the phone up her ass, which is why it has shit on it.
Oh, see, actually, there was already shit on the phone. I don't know. I'm just as confused as you.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Listen. I want a lawyer and a judge, and we don't have time for all this.
Oh, that's going to be kind of hard to do since the judge is out of town. It's going to be 3 months.
Where is the judge going?
Cabo.
Gary, come talk to me.
Okay.
Get us out of here. Aren't you a cop? Can't you talk to them?
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, we could try bribing them. That works on me. Well,
okay, so, Jeff, he has $2 million. We could just offer to pay him, like, maybe $100,000.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, shit, come back. Hey, the guy we're looking for has $2 million.
Yeah, and we'll give you $100,000 if you let us go.
Well, that's not going to be necessary. You guys are free to go.
Wait, really? Why?
Well, this guy came in named Admits to Murder Mike, and he confessed to the crime, so you're free to go.
Huh, I think I went to high school with him.
How convenient.
Oh, well, since we're free to go and you guys have nothing better to do, can you help me find my son? See, he wears a yellow shirt and he has a blue helmet on his head, and we also are missing our car. It's a yellow car that says Jeff on the side.
Gary, didn't we just get a call about a yellow car dangling from an airplane?
Yeah, but that one had a kid's face on the front.
Oh, but my son's car has his face on the front.
How convenient.
No, I'm being serious. Like, can you guys, like,
let's get away from this liar.
No, I'm not a liar. Oh, Jeffy's car was hanging from an airplane.
Okay, I don't really know what to do with that information.
If they heard about it, it must be on the news or TikTok. Let's go back to the strip club. They have TVs.
What, Marlon? Strip club?
Bob!
Oh, you guys got bailed out already?
Cool.
Oh, can you turn the news on? We need to see the news.
Sure.
Breaking news, MK. World-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois has reportedly died in a plane crash when his private jet randomly nosedived. This is the last recording air traffic control received.
I'm coming, Mama!
Truly heartbreaking. There are also reports that when the plane took off, there was a yellow car hanging by a rope from the aircraft that may have caused damage leading to the catastrophic crash.
Jeffy's car was attached to that plane. That means Jeffy's dead.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Oh, damn, on his birthday?
Oh, that's really fucked up.
Oh my God. Rose is probably calling me. I can't tell her that Jeffy just died. Oh, my God. I have to tell her in person. Fly me home. Get me home and put me in the first flight.
Hey.
We got to tell her in person.
Who the fuck's Jeffy?
Well, where am I going?
Up the stairs, buddy.
Oh, that's a lot of stairs.
It's okay, we're taking one at a time.
I'm about to fall.
No, hold on the handrail.
Chuck ass.
One foot in front of the other.
Okay, I'm trying to get in here.
Marvin, where have you been? Why haven't you been answering my phone calls? Oh, my God, what is that on your face? Did you get your nose pierced? Are you bald?
Well, he's always been bald.
No, I'm talking about you!
Oh, yeah, I won a contest, actually.
And what's wrong with you?
I definitely caught something. I don't know what the hell it was, but that bitch was a dirty bitch.
Forget oh, it. You went to the toilet seat in the Taco Bell?
What? No, hell nah. I ain't had no Taco Bell, but I definitely ate a taco, and that bitch was flaming.
Marvin, what is going on? Where's Jeffy?
Okay, so don't get mad, but Jeffy...
You remember the time we thought he died in an explosion?
Yes.
Well, this time we're pretty sure he really did die in an explosion.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, he died.
Marvin, no! Wait, what? What's happening? Are you messing with me?
Okay, don't get upset. This is good news. It was a plane crash. He died in a plane crash.
How is that better?
Oh, you know he didn't suffer. It was like, instant. Instead of like cancer, you gotta suffer.
No, it's okay. Listen, I'm sorry. He drank a lot on the plane right here. Yeah, he just didn't know how to tell you.
Wait, but Jeffy's gone? Jeffy's dead? I can't believe you let this happen, Marvin!
Okay, baby, I have a really bad headache. And if you could just tone it down, please, we could cry later.
I can't believe I ever let him go to Vegas with you!
Okay, now you're starting to make me think you think it's my fault.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, I don't think... Who's at the door?
I mean, it can't be Jeffy, right?
Hey, baby, there's someone at the door. It could be Jeffy.
Okay, we can come.
Yeah, let's go
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Bob!
Who is that?
Oh, that's Bob. He wrestles pigs. He's fucking awesome.
That's the finger I saw. I went up my butt.
What?
That's us, Daddy.
Jeffy?
Jeffy, oh my God, thank God you're alive!
I would love to hear how this happened.
Alright, so peep shit. My daddy kidnapped me.
Morbid!
No, not this daddy. First daddy. He kidnapped me, tied me up, and threw me in the back of the PP Cruiser. Then he picked that bitch up with an airplane and then dropped it from the sky. But fortunately, I had a parachute and a pair of scissors under the front seat of my car for this exact moment to happen. And when I parachuted down, I parachuted in the bumfuck, found Big Bob, and then we trekked all the way back to this bitch on some Forrest Gump shit. I was run, man.
So Jeffy's alive, baby, see?
Oh my god, Jeffy!
Peas and carrots.
So, the only thing we can do now is party!
Yeah!
Big Bob, come on.
Oh, come on, Big Bob. Hey!
Baby, did you see the tiger?
What?
There was a tiger right there. You guys see the tiger, right?
What are you smoking, Daddy?
But there was a Tony, the tiger was right there.
Lay off the LSD. I ain't see anything.
Did you see it?
The Frosted Flakes dude?
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes. The tiger, he was right there. He was
What?
Come on, Jeffy. You saw it.
I didn't see anything.
Well, Jeffy,
okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Jeffy. Go do something productive. Go take out the trash.
All right, Daddy. Come on, your trash. I'm going to take it out.
Actually, take out the trash.
All right, buddy.
But do that. You'll do something. Do something. I'm losing my mind.
I found some lunch. McDonald's. Oh, yummy.
Old stinky trash bag dick. Smells like shit and shit. Kobe! Fuck. Well, the trash man can get it. That's what he gets paid to do. Oh, what's this? A stinky jacket? I bet I'll look cool as tits wearing this.
Cheeseburger. Yummy. That was yummy. Wait, where'd my jacket go?
Hey, Stinky!
Me?
Yeah, you. I don't mind you eating trash out of the trash can, but you don't have to throw trash bags out in the middle of the road. It makes my job harder. And I know you don't know what that's like, but I don't appreciate it.
It wasn't me. And you got me on the counter. It wasn't me. And you got me on the door. It wasn't me. Shaggy.
Yeah, right. But go! Shoo! Scram! Get out of here!
Baby, did you fart?
No, Marvin, girls don't do that.
Well, I smell fart, shit, and piss.
Right here.
Jeffy, did you take out the trash?
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
Where'd you get this stupid jacket from? It smells like ass.
I found it in the trash.
Ew, Jeffy, take that off. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to wash it. It stinks.
Well, my asshole stinks and I don't wash that.
You're supposed to wash it.
Well, let me tell you this, Danny. If I take a bar of soap and I stick it between my ass and then I rub my body with it, I'm just rubbing my own ass all over my body, and I don't want to do that.
Well, wash your butt last.
Well, then check this out. The next time I go take a shower, I'm going to have to grab that bar of soap that was in my ass the last time I took a shower, and I'm still rubbing ass all over my body.
Okay, I have a bar of soap just for ass. I don't know, Jeffy. It's so stupid. Listen, just take the jacket off because it smells bad. You're making the room stink, and if you're not going to take it off, go to another room.
Okay. I guess I'll just go to another room. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Oh, my God. Do you rub your ass with the soap and then your body?
I don't feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
How are you supposed to wash your ass now?
Washcloth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for the ultimate trick shot? You're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
Sounds pretty tough, Junior.
Sounds impossible, dude.
It sounds impossible. We're going to get on the first try.
Junior, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
We're trying for the ultimate trick shot, Chef. We're trying to be like Dude Perfect. We're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
No, the hell you're not. Your dumbass is going to break something. And then second off, the chances of you actually making it is impossible. You know what? If you actually make it, I'll buy you dumbasses some pizza.
You'll buy us some pizza?
Sounds pretty cheesy, Junior.
Sounds really cheesy.
What does that smell?
That'd be me. What are you guys doing?
We're trying the ultimate trick shot, Jeffy. We're trying to shoot this basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop. And if we get on the first try, Jeffy will buy us some pizza.
Oh, gimme shit.
No way! He fucking did it! He fucking did it!
Suck tits and order pizza!
Yeah, order that pizza!
No way in fucking hell! You know what? Fine, I ordered the damn pizza.
He actually did it, Jeffy! How did you make that shot the first try?
Probably my stinky jacket.
Ugh. No, it smells like ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I cannot believe you got on the first try. I'll never get over that.
Yeah. Well, I ordered you one single pepperoni pizza.
What? No cheese sticks?
No damn cheese sticks. I didn't say I was ordering cheese sticks.
Well, what kind of pizza party doesn't have cheese sticks?
You need cheese sticks.
It's not a freaking pizza party. I told you I was only ordering pizza, okay? So only pizza. Here's for $20 for when the pizza man gets here. Open the damn door for when he gets here.
Oh, my God. One pepperoni pizza. That's so lame.
I know, right?
That must be him. Come on, guys, let's answer the door.
Hello?
Hey there, I got 4 pizzas and some cheese sticks for you.
4 pizzas? Chef Phoebe said he only ordered 1 pepperoni.
Oh no, I got 2 pepperoni, 2 supreme, and some cheese sticks.
How much is all this gonna cost?
$70.
$70? All Chef Phoebe did was give me a $20 bill.
Oh, sorry kids, that sucks, but I can't just give away free pizza. That'd be crazy.
Aww, I wish I had all the pizza.
You know what? It is my last shift of the night, and I'm feeling pretty generous. You guys should just take the pizza.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can go ahead and have it.
Do you at least want the $20?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that for the tip.
Oh, I wish I had $20.
You know what? You smell like you need this money more than I do. Use that to buy yourself some soap.
Really? Thanks, mister!
Oh, my God, guys! We just got free pizzas and cheese sticks, and we gotta keep our money! This is the luckiest day ever! Woo! Cheese sticks!
Oh, dude, I'm about to go crazy on this pizza.
I'm so happy. This is the happiest day of my life. Look at all this pizza!
I know!
Oh, Jeffy, open that box. What kind of pizza is that?
Oh, my God! No flippity-flopping way, Junior!
What's going on?
Jeffy got the golden slice of pizza!
What does that mean?
Junior, didn't you hear? Papa John had to give away his factory because he said the N-word during a business meeting, so if you find the golden slice of pizza, you get to go to the Papa John's factory, and you might even be able to take it over!
Oh, my God, Jeffy! He said that's you! You get to do that! You're the one who found it!
Well, what do I do with it?
Run home, Jeffy! Run home as fast as you can!
Okay!
Marvin, pick a card, any card!
I don't want to do a dumb magic trick, baby.
Marvin, it's not a dumb magic trick. I'm trying to be a magician.
Dang, 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 look! I got the golden slice of pizza! So now I get to go to Papa John's house and say the N-word with him!
What?
Marvin, you didn't hear that Papa John's was giving away a golden slice of pizza? And if you find it, you get to go to the factory.
Is that spray paint?
Yup. And dang, look! I also got $20!
How'd you get $20?
The pizza man gave it to me.
No, he did not. Pizza man don't give you money, they give you pizza, not money. You give them money for pizza.
No, he gave it to me because of my lucky jacket!
That jacket is not lucky, it's smelly and you need to throw it away because it's gross.
No, Daddy, it's been lucky all day. I got the golden slice of pizza, I made a trick shot, and also I got $20.
Jeffy, I have an idea. Let's see if you're really lucky. I'm going to pick a random card, and you guess what it is.
9 of clubs.
Oh, my God, Marvin, he got it right. Jeffy, how did you know?
I'm telling you, it's my lucky stinky jacket.
Okay, listen, that was just a lucky guess. It doesn't mean you're lucky. It was just, that was a 1 in, what's the odds?
52 factorial.
Whatever. Listen, make him guess another one.
Okay, Jeffy, what about this one right here?
5 of hearts.
Oh, my God, he got it right!
Okay, that is it. Okay, those are 2 lucky guesses, and anyone could do that. I mean, you go do it to a bunch of people, enough people would guess it right after twice. Okay, listen. That your jacket's not lucky, okay? These are all just coincidences.
No, my jacket is lucky. We should take the $20 and go to the casino.
I mean, this is all the money we have, Jeffy. We had no money, and the reason I took it from you is because we need money for food.
Marvin, you have food right there. It's only $20. Just take it and go.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the casino. Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, Daddy. This jacket's lucky as fuck.
But, Jeffy, all we have is $20 for the rest of the month. If we lose this money, we can't eat.
Put that shit on black, Daddy, like the laundry matter.
Okay.
No more bits!
Oh, Jeffy, this is a mistake. We're gonna lose all our money.
We're not gonna lose, Daddy.
24 black.
24 black?
Daddy, we won!
We won?
Here's your $20.
Oh, my God, we just doubled our money.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. We're going home.
Let it ride.
We doubled our money. We're going home.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. I'm taking my money.
Too late, no more bits.
Oh, my God.
Daddy, if we win, it'll be 80.
If we lose, it'll be 0.
29 black!
29 black!
Here's your money!
Another rap!
And I'm gonna have to ask you gentlemen to leave!
Well, I didn't know the casino closed.
No, it's been black 30 times in a row! We're gonna have to close the table to check the machine!
Danny, is this jacket stinky as shit or what? Smell me.
Shitty! Look at all this cash!
Wow, Marvin, you must have done really well at the casino.
Yeah, we did, because we let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride.
Jeffy really is lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's my little lucky stinker.
Yep.
All right, so get some sleep, Jeffy, because we have a busy day at the casino tomorrow.
Jeffy, speaking of being a stinker, do you want me to wash your jacket so it's nice and clean for you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, Mommy. There you go.
All right, Jeffy, rise and shine. It's 5 a.m. It's prime casino hours.
I'm awake.
All right, Jeffy, why don't you have your jacket on? Put it on. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, sorry, Daddy.
Why would you ever take that off? That's the reason why we're making all this money. That's why we're making all this cash.
Beep.
Yeah, come on.
I see you gentlemen are back. The table's back up and running. We checked the machine and there's nothing wrong with it.
What'd you expect? Don't hit the player, hit the game. Shib.
So, what are you guys betting today?
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Are you betting it on black again?
What's it look like?
Shibby! Alright, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride!
Oh,
let it ride!
Gosh.
Let it ride!
Please,
that's right, 16 black!
No, 16 red, you lose!
Oh, what, right, Carter?
What? Oh. He said red!
Oh, fuck!
What the fuck would he say? Right, sir, there's gotta be a mistake. You said the machine, that you had to check the machine, right? Are you sure it wasn't black?
No, we checked the machine and everything's working great! You just lost!
But we bet on black, it should have been black. Jesus, what the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, what the... Wait, why don't you smell like shit?
Want me to wash my jacket?
Why the fuck would you let her do that?
Oh, we're sleeping.
If the jacket's lucky because it's more shit, then why the fuck would you tell me they didn't get washed? Because then we lost a lot of goddamn money.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Sorry. There was a mistake. Can we get a redo, please? Can we get a redo? That was a mistake. We were joking.
Well, do you have any more money to bet?
No, that was all our money. That was all that we had.
Then I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave the table if you're not going to make any more bets.
Fucking kill me.
I can do it.
You stop.
No. Your mommy
fucking
did it.
Pit.
Mommy did it.
Come on.
Hey, Marvin, how's the casino?
Why does Jeffy smell like Downey?
That's rude. You cannot smell my syndrome.
Marvin, I washed his jacket so he wouldn't be so stinky.
Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I see why Chris Brown did it. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed his jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I want a divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumbo machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet. And we just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care. I didn't care about it. Did you hear me complain about the smell ever again? When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, Daddy, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I feel a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I don't understand. He had this stuff. That's the longest fart I've ever fucking heard.
Little brass, here's your macaroni and cheese. And Cody, I made you some special noodles. I think you'll like it.
Chef Phoebe, you know me so well.
Are those little...
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, dude, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
And I love dickaroni and cheese. Especially the black ones.
Man, I lost my appetite.
Yeah, me too.
Junior! Do you notice anything new about me?
You're more annoying than usual.
Shut up, Joseph.
You only have a top lip.
Well, that's true.
No, Junior, I got my ears pierced today. Look, I have waffle earrings in.
Waffle earrings?
Ooh, those hoes ugly as hell. I'm more of a pancake guy. Take my ass to IHOP, you feel me?
Remember when they were IHOP and they pretended they were only gonna do burgers? Nobody believed them.
What, you only got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Junior, my dad just let me get them done.
I thought girls were born with their ears pierced. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed the jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I wanted to divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumbo machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet. And we just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care. I didn't care about it. Did you hear me complain about the smell ever again? When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, Daddy, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I feel a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I never understand. He had this stuff. That's the longest fart I've ever fucking heard.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, I think we should... Ooh, you hear that, Junior? My tummy's rumbling. That means it's grub time.
Yeah, I'm starving too, dude.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Well, you guys think we should go to McDonald's and get Happy Meals?
Oh, dude, yeah, that'd be fun.
But, guys, we don't have a car.
Oh, yeah, and we can't drive.
I got a car.
Wait a minute. We want to go to McDonald's, and Jeffy has a car. Do you think maybe, perhaps, Jeffy could use his car to take us to McDonald's?
Do you think we should ask him?
I think we should. Hey, Jeffy, can you drive us to McDonald's? McDonald's in your car?
I don't know. I gotta ask my mommy and daddy for permission before I drive at night. Because last time, I hit a moose.
How did he hit a moose in Florida?
Hey, Dolly!
Oh, hey, Jeff, you're just in time for dinner. Eat your green beans.
Yucky!
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
Me not for to hunger time.
Well, if you're not hungry, then go to your room.
But Danny, I was gonna ask you if I could go to McDonald's with my friends and get Happy Meals.
No, Jeffy, you know you can't drive at night, because last time you went driving at night, you hit a hippo.
I thought it was a moose.
It was a hippopotamus.
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
I gotta go pee.
No, if you go driving at night, then I'm gonna ground you.
Almost forgot.
Oh, ooh, you goober. Oh, you damn goober. You're grounded. Ooh, guys, Jeffy's coming.
It seems like it's good news.
What'd your dad say?
My daddy said fuck no.
Aww.
But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yay!
We just gotta go really fast so I don't get caught.
Yeah, we're gonna have to haul ass.
If that's one thing my pee-pee cruiser can do, it's haul ass. Let's go.
We got our Happy Meals! So get home as fast as you can so your dad doesn't find out.
I'm gonna send you, Junior!
Yeah, go, 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 go!
Woohoo! Happy Meals!
Oh, yeah, dude. I love my nuggies. Jeffy, that's a red light.
Shimmy!
That's a red light. Jeffy, you just ran a red light!
So?
That's against the law. You could go to jail!
It is?
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Ooh, Jeffy, you just ran a red light?
Who cares, dude? There's no cops around. All right, guys, let's eat our Happy Meals.
I'm just glad we got back home without Jeffy's parents finding out.
Guys, do you think I'm gonna get in trouble for running that red light?
No, Jeffy, you already made it home safe. The cops can't find out now.
Yeah, dude, they can't pull you over at home.
Well, unless there was a red light camera on it.
What?
What's a red light camera?
Well, some red lights have a camera that takes a picture of your license plate when you run it.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like an invasion of our privacy, and Martin Luther King did not die for that.
I don't really see what that has to do with traffic.
So you're telling me that the camera took a picture of my car running through the red light?
Well, maybe, if there was a camera on it.
My mommy and daddy can't find out that I ran a red light or else I'm fucked.
Wait, guys, I have a solution. Why don't we just go steal the traffic light?
What?
Yeah, if we steal it, they can't get the footage of Jeffy running the red light and he can't get in trouble.
That's a good idea, Junior.
No, it's not a good idea, because he'll get in way more trouble for stealing a traffic light than just running a red light.
But if his parents find out he ran a red light, he'll get grounded and then we won't have anybody with a car that can drive us places, so we have to steal it.
But if he gets caught stealing a traffic light, he'll go to jail.
It's a risk we have to take, Cody, so let's go steal a traffic light. All in favor of stealing a traffic light, say aye.
Aye.
I don't know about this, dude. I think I'm gonna go home.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to go to jail, bro. Thanks for the Happy Meal, though.
Oh. Well, guys, I guess it's the Three Musketeers now.
Nope, it's the Two Musketeers because I'm not doing it either.
Why, you don't feel good?
Yes, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about stealing a traffic light.
Okay, can you at least be lookout for the cops?
Okay, fine, but only because I don't want you guys to get in trouble. But if the cops do show up, I'm snitching on your bitchy asses.
All right, come on, Jeff, let's go steal it. Leave your Happy Meal. Leave it.
guys, I can't believe we just stole a fucking traffic light. That's so crazy. That's so cool, guys. We're like rebels. You know, other people dream of doing stuff like that. But we actually went out there and did it. You know, we're like pirates. We just take shit. We see something we want. We just take it. It's so badass. Right, guys? Right? That's so fucking cool. We're so cool. Right? Right? You know, right?
Yeah, we got away with it.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we should steal more stuff. I can't believe it. Like, it belonged to somebody else, and now it's ours, and we didn't even pay for it. That's so fucking cool.
Cody, you were the most against stealing that traffic light.
I know, but now that we got away with it, I want to steal more things. That's awesome.
Jeffy! Oh, Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no. We're going to get in so much trouble. Why did we even do this?
Oh, no, guys. Hurry up and take the traffic light and hide it in my room.
Oh, Cody, let's hide in his room. Go on.
No.
Jeffy!
Oh, candy cane dick. There's a U-turn.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you threw your green beans at dinner.
I'm sorry, Danny. It slipped.
No, it didn't. You did it on purpose. Where did these Happy Meals come from?
They're Junior Joseph and Cody's. And that's why I wanted to go to McDonald's, because I wanted my own, because I was jealous.
That better be the truth, mister.
It is.
All right. Well, you go to your room.
Yes, sir.
Marvin, these Happy Meals aren't eaten. Oh, look! Chicken nuggies!
Baby, no, you can't eat that. We just ate a healthy dinner.
But Marvin, can I just have one cheeky nuggie?
No.
What about a Frenchie fry?
No, baby, we already had a can of green beans each. It's healthy.
Marvin, that is not a real dinner.
Well, Popeye the Sailor Man, he eats a can of green beans.
That's spinach!
Well, listen, we cannot break our diet, okay? We're on a strict diet. Now, I'm gonna go make sure Jeffy's in bed. Do not eat any of that Happy Meal.
Hmm.
All right, Jeffy, we tried to cover up the traffic light the best we could.
It's okay. My daddy doesn't suspect a thing.
Jeffy,
I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, you guys gotta hide!
Yeah.
Jeffy, are you in bed?
Yeah.
Why are you under the covers?
Because it's sleeping time.
Let me see your face. I want to make sure it's you. Let me see your face, Jeffy. All right, just making sure. Good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
Wait a minute. What is that?
It's my nightlight.
Is that a traffic light?
Jimmy, why is there a tracker in your bed? How'd it get in your bed?
Danny, can I be the most honest with you that I've ever been?
Yes.
I honestly don't know how the fuck that traffic light got in his bed.
Jimmy, that doesn't make any sense. Traffic lights don't appear in bed. Traffic lights are not meant for beds.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When I got to the bed, I pulled back the sheets, fucking traffic light. I said, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. So I doubled down and I got in the bed.
Jimmy, be honest with me. How did that traffic light get in your bed?
I don't know. Maybe it's a traffic light tooth fairy or some shit going around putting traffic lights in people's beds. Oh, tooth fairy dick. Covered in teeth with wings. Spits out quarters and shit.
Jimmy, what are you even talking about?
Honestly, Daddy, I don't even know.
So you're telling me you swear you don't know where that traffic light came from?
Daddy, I swear on my extra chromosome, I don't know where that fucking traffic light came from.
All right, so I'm going to investigate this and find out where it came from.
I think you should, too.
All right. You better not be lying to me.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, Marvin, I swear I wasn't eating the chicken nuggets. I just wanted to smell them.
Listen, we have a bigger problem on our hands. Jeffy has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know, the green light, yellow light, red light?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm calling the cops to report it.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, my son has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know the thing that makes your car stop and go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's in his bed, the black dangly thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The black dangly thing. It's in my son's bed. A traffic light.
Okay, yeah, I know what it is. Traffic light is, but how'd it get in his bed?
I don't know. He said a traffic light tooth fairy put it there.
Okay, well, it sounds like you might be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs. I saw the traffic light in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen, buddy. I'm gonna hang up now and pretend this conversation never happened.
No. Listen. It's a red light, green light, but in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen. If she says red light, just stop, okay? Otherwise, you and I might be talking under different circumstances.
Well, no. It's not like a... He didn't believe me.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Oh, baby, you don't think...
Huh?
Jimmy killed those people by stealing that traffic light!
What?
Yeah, he killed those people because he stole the traffic light and he caused that accident to happen! Jimmy's gonna go to jail!
Oh, no, Jimmy!
Who's that? Hello?
Hey there, police.
Oh, the police, what are you doing here?
Well, you just called me a minute ago about your son having a traffic light in his bed, and then there was just a deadly car accident due to a missing traffic light, so it was kind of like putting together a two-piece puzzle. It was pretty simple.
Oh, I don't think those things are related at all.
Yeah, I would be really shocked if they weren't. I'm talking really fucking shocked. Like, I would actually bet my left nut that they are, in fact, related. And that's actually my favorite nut because it hangs just slightly lower than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm gonna come in and just try to, you know, knock this out, you know? See if someone's going to jail. I think they are. I think they're fucking going to jail. Come on, let's rock this shit. Well, am I good at my job or what? Boom! Traffic light. Boom! There's a missing traffic light. Boom! It's right here in your bed. Boom! Case closed. You know, I'm really excited because the chief gives us a Tootsie Pop every time we get an open and shut case, and this case is shut! So who am I arresting first?
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either!
Ugh, I forgot. I gotta actually prove you guys did it. God, I hate this part. It's always so hard. And I can't check for fingerprints because of course you touched it. It was a traffic light in your bed. I touch it too. Actually, I've never even touched a traffic light. Now I've touched it. That was pretty cool. Now what?
Well, it wasn't me, and Jeffy said it just appeared in his bed.
I can't even check the traffic light cameras because there isn't one.
Wait, there's no red light camera on it?
No, not on this one.
Oh, so he didn't see me run the red light.
Wait, so you ran this red light and then it just showed up in your bed?
Yeah, it must have been mad that I ran the red light and it followed me all the way home.
Well, red lights can't follow you home. Unless it's some kind of haunted red light monster.
Well, it would make sense if it was haunted, because why else would it leave its spot and cause that deadly car accident? That sounds pretty haunted to me.
Oh my god, you're right. That's exactly what a haunted red light monster would do.
Hey, touch my butthole!
Okay, we can add that to the list of charges. It's breaking and entering, and then it came into your bed.
In my ass!
Alright, that's it. You're under arrest, red light monster. You're coming with me. Freaking heavy. Jesus. Could you lift that in? This sucks. Fuck this thing.
Breaking news, MK. A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Marvin, I'm so glad that haunted traffic light is behind bars.
It can't hurt anyone else anymore.
Justice has been served.
Jeffy, how's your butt feeling?
Prolapsed and leaking.
Well, Jeffy, that traffic light is behind bars, so you let me know if there's ever another traffic light in your bed.
I will, Daddy, and I'll scream too. I'll be like, Daddy, come quick! There's a traffic light in my bed!
Okay, good. baby. Where are those chicken nuggets that were in that box?
Well, Marvin, I know what you're thinking, but I did not eat them, okay? I was going to eat them, but they ran away because they were haunted chicken nuggets.
Baby, that is the worst lie I've ever heard. Chicken nuggets cannot get up and run away, and chicken nuggets can't be haunted.
But Marvin, it's true!
Don't lie to me. You're teaching Jeffy how to lie, because right now, Jeffy's been telling the truth for a while now, and you're gonna teach him how to lie. So you better own up to it.
You're right, Marvin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't lie. You be more like Jeffy. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm a truther. I've been truthing around this bitch all day.
Nothing gets past you, Marvin.
Nope, nothing gets past me. I'm smart. Yeah, I know everything. Come on, Cody. There's no way you think your pigeon driving a peanut's gonna beat my dinosaur driving a motorcycle.
No way, Junior. There's no way your dinosaur driving a motorcycle's gonna beat my pigeon driving a peanut.
Well, then let's go outside and run it.
Well, come on, Junior. Whip it out if it's so big.
Junior!
Oh, thank God you're here, Penelope. I need you to settle an argument.
Yes, I would totally choose the bear.
What? There is no bear to choose from, Penelope. There's a dinosaur driving a motorcycle versus a pigeon driving a peanut.
Oh, well, I guess the peanut is a bit more aerodynamic.
Yes, thank you.
You guys just like nuts in your mouth.
Yes, I do.
Junior, I have a surprise for you.
You're gonna dye your hair blonde so you're attractive?
What?
Nothing.
Junior, just look away and hold out your hand.
Cody, I think I'm gonna feel hoo-hoos for the first time.
Okay, Junior, when she's done, give me your other hand and don't look. I got something for you to squeeze and tug.
All right, Junior, now you can look. What do you think?
What is it?
It's a bracelet with my name on it, so now you can always be thinking about me.
Gay.
Shut up, Cody. And look, I have a bracelet with your name on it, so now we can always be thinking about each other.
Double gay.
Shut up, Cody. Well, Junior, what do you think?
That's cool.
Well, it doesn't seem like you like it, Junior.
Well, I do like it. I just already have these black things on my wrist, and my wrist feels really cluttered.
Well, mine is prettier, Junior, and don't ever take it off. Otherwise, I will break up with you, and I'll move in with my grandparents in Iowa.
Triple gay?
What happened that was triple gay?
Is he wearing it?
Well, she said I can't take it off or she's gonna break up with me, Cody.
Okay, fine. If you want everybody thinking your name is Penelope.
What? Oh, okay, why would I wear a bracelet with my own name on it?
Well, you wear a bib with your own name on it. And speaking of which, why do you wear a bib? How old are you?
Well, because I'm a messy eater, Cody, and I don't want to stain my orange shirt. My great-great-grandmother gave me this shirt and she died.
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't look at my wrist.
It's kind of hard not to look at that gay shit.
Just don't look at it. Look, it's behind my head. Just don't look at it.
Junior, I just heard your front door open and close. Now, I'm assuming that's Joseph and not an intruder. But if it is Joseph, we should ask his opinion about your bracelet. And if it's an intruder, we should scream.
Freeze! This is a robbery! Now empty your pockets!
Dan, intruder! We had a 50-50 chance.
I said empty your pockets!
I don't have pockets.
Me neither.
Well, give me that dinosaur and that peanut pigeon over there.
Okay, you can take them. But first, which one do you think would win in a race?
Yeah, I guess I'll find out later. Now, give me! Yeah. Now, I gotta kill both of you so there's no witnesses.
But I'm gay.
Yeah, I can't kill a gay guy. People will think I'm homophobic. Looks like I just gotta kill you. Ah, shit. You're gay too. Look at that bracelet. I can't kill two gay guys. Keep your stuff.
What? But I'm not gay.
Junior, shut up.
But I'm not gay, Cody.
Yeah, but that bracelet saved your life, and it saved our race animals. Wait, Junior, your front door just opened and closed again. Now, either that's Joseph or a pizza guy, because we did order pizza 30 minutes ago.
Hey there, pizza time. I saw a guy with a gun leaving, so I assumed you wouldn't be answering the door. That'll be $14.99.
Okay, let me get the money. All I have is a 10.
Well, that's not $14.99. I ought to beat your ass! Oh, wait a minute. I don't want a hate crime on my hands. You know, since you're gay and all. Yeah, I saw the bracelet. It has my daughter's name on it. That's weird. So yeah, I'll take the $10. I already feel kind of bad because I ate 3 slices of your pizza. Call me hungry because I'm Howie. Damn it, that's not it. Call me Howard. No, goddammit, I practiced this in the car when I was eating your pizza. I must be Howie because I was hungry. That's why I ate 3 slices of your pizza. So now I'm not hungry. I'm full. I'm full Howie. No longer hungry, Howie. I don't know. Just enjoy your fucking pizza.
Ooh, looks like I made it just in time. The pizza's here.
Yeah, Joseph, you missed a weird day. This robber came in and held me and Cody at gunpoint.
What? Nobody got shot?
No, he thought we were gay, so he didn't shoot us. He didn't want to get canceled.
Understandable. You know, with Cody and everything. Wait, what the hell is that, dude?
What?
Dude, that pink bracelet is fruity as hell.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, Penelope made me a bracelet because she's my girlfriend.
She's gonna have your ass wearing a bra and high heels next, and strutting up and down the highway giving blowies for 25 cents.
Oh, please, Junior, keep wearing that.
Now, listen, guys, there's nothing wrong with this bracelet. You guys don't even have girlfriends that would make you a bracelet.
Dude, should I get you a wig and, you know, makeup?
Come on, guys, just stop making fun of me. I have to wear this. If I take it off, she's gonna break up with me.
Wait. Hold up. My feng shui is all fucked up. Something's wrong. Joseph, switch with me. That's my side of the couch.
No, dude, I'll see your name on the couch.
Switch with me. I like that side of the couch.
No, I'm not switching with you, dude. Make me.
Josie, please. I've always sat on that side of the couch. That's my side of the couch.
Ugh, fine.
Oh, this is much better. This is where I belong. Now, Joseph, who would win in a race? A pigeon and a peanut or a dinosaur and a motorcycle?
I don't know about all that, but I know who would win the gayest person on this planet. Junior with that damn bracelet.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off.
Thank you. Finally.
Ugh, you'll never see me wear that stupid dumb bracelet ever again.
Damn, Junior, I didn't know your balls were so big.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. As long as you don't wear that bracelet, you're straight.
Yeah, I don't need that stupid dumb bracelet.
Junior, I'm back.
Oh, God, can you help me put it back on, please?
Junior, I thought you weren't going to wear it.
If I'm not wearing it, Penelope's going to break up with me. Help me put it back on.
Okay, Gabley.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Penelope. Look, I'm still wearing the bracelet. I never took it off.
Okay, great. Well, my dad was just here, and he told me he delivered a pizza, so I was hoping to get a slice.
Yeah, get you a slice.
Grab a slice of that pepperoni.
Ew, I don't like pepperoni. I thought it was sausage. Bye, Junior.
What is this pink goo on top of the pizza box?
Yeah, everyone look at the pink goo and not this bracelet.
Junior, I can't believe you were so gay you put the bracelet back on.
Yeah, dude, you were craving penis that bad.
Well, no, guys, you know if I take it off, Penelope will break up with me.
Okay, whatever you say. Gay boy.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off again. Ugh, you're never gonna see me wear that stupid darn bracelet never, ever, never again.
I don't believe you, Junior. I think you're gonna put it back on as soon as you see Penelope again.
Nope, that's not gonna happen, I swear.
Let me break it.
What?
Let me break that bill. You don't need it. Let me break that bill.
The bracelet? You break it?
Yeah, break that bill in half. Stomp on it if I have to.
Let him break it, Junior.
Let him break it.
So you're saying you want to break the bracelet?
Yeah, I want to split that bitch down the middle. Mm-hmm. Stomp on it. Cursed on that bill. Let me break that bill.
You're saying you want to break the bracelet?
I want to break that motherfucker. Let him break that bit.
Let him break it, Junior.
Yeah, sure, break it. I don't need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Unless you're loyal to the penis.
No, I don't like penis. What the hell are you talking about?
If you like penis, I won't break it. All you got to do is tell me, bro.
No, I don't like penis. No, you can break it.
Bro, just be honest with me. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it or penis.
Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it! Ah! A penis! 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 I'm a penis!
Oh, Junior, have some dignity. I mean, good choice, but still.
Dude, it's for the best.
No, Penelope's gonna break up with me when I don't have it on my wrist, and I'm especially gonna send a lot of pieces.
No, she's not, dude, because you're gonna tell her, hey, ho, I'm no pet. You can't tell me what to do.
You're right, Joseph. I'm gonna say that to her next time I see her big, dumb, stupid face.
Junior, I'm back!
Oh no, it's in so many pieces! She's gonna break out with me! Give me all the pieces! Give me all the pieces! Clean up the pieces! Tell her I'm in the bathroom!
Alright guys, so I just realized I do like pepperoni. I don't like pepperoncinis.
Those are two completely different fucking things.
And either way, I can always pick off the pepperoni if I don't want them.
But I thought you said you did like pepperoni.
Where's Junior?
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Being gay?
Oh, he must still be wearing the bracelet I made him.
Unless somebody broke that motherfucker.
What?
You know, broke that bitch in half, split it like the Red Sea.
Huh?
You know, in 2 million, 3 million, 4 million pieces.
What are you saying right now?
Don't listen to him. Junior's still wearing the bracelet.
Oh, good. Well, tell him I stopped by.
Well, don't you want some pizza? What the fuck? And what is this jelly? Does Hungry Howie's even sell jelly?
Okay. Maybe I can put the bracelet back together. But how? Ooh, tape. I need a lot of tape.
Oh, God, this floor is so damn dirty. Oh, I gotta clean it.
Gotcha, baby! What are you doing?
Hey, watch what you're doing! I'm gonna mess up my vacuum!
You vacuumed up my bracelet!
Bracelet? What are you, gay?
What's wrong, Jimmy?
Sure, baby was vacuuming and he vacuumed up the pieces to the bracelet, so now it's gone forever.
Wow, what a hero.
Well, Penelope came looking for you, but then she left again. I think she was just making sure you were still wearing the bracelet.
Guys, what am I gonna do when Penelope sees I'm not wearing the bracelet? She's gonna leave me!
Well, the good news is you're not gay anymore, although you did just yell penis, penis, penis. But I'm not gonna count that because you're not gonna put your money where your mouth is.
Pretty sus, though, dude.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. What if I go buy a bracelet-making kit and I make a bracelet look just like the one she made me?
Oh, so gay.
Well, I do have a bracelet making kit.
You do?
Yeah, and I'll let you use it, because us gays gotta stick together.
Okay, I want to wait, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Dude, you have to wear a dress, though.
Yeah, Ghibli.
Okay, guys, you know what? I will not make another bracelet. I'm done with the bracelets. I just have to think of another solution of why I'm not wearing the bracelet.
Okay.
I got an idea. What if I tell Penelope that the bracelet was so tight on my wrist that I lost circulation in my hand and I get my hand cut off? She'll think that her bracelet did that, so that's why I'm not wearing it.
You would rather lose your hand than have her break up with you?
Dude, she's not worth a hand. She's a 5, maybe a 5.5 at best. You can find another one of those behind the McDonald's cash register, dude.
Guys, listen. It's a perfect plan because, look, I could call her in here, and then right before she gets in here, you cut off my hand, right, and you put it on ice, and I tell her, oh, your bracelet did this to me. Don't ever make me a bracelet ever again. And then when she leaves, I get my hand put right back on. They sew it back on at the hospital.
And you're going to do that every time she comes over?
No. I only have to do it once because she's going to think her bracelet did that. And then I get my hand put back on and I say they saved my hand.
Okay.
All right. Penelope, get in here!
Okay, on my way!
All right, Cody, hurry up and cut my hand off.
Well, all I have is this butter knife.
Well, get the cutting!
Okay.
I'll cut harder!
Hey, Junior, you called?
Wait, why are you still in the house?
I couldn't figure out the doorknob.
How old are you, dude?
Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Junior, what happened to your hand?
That stupid gas fucking bracelet you made was cutting the circulation off my hand. They had to cut it off to save it.
Junior, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to make you one that fits you better?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I fucking want, right? Like, no one told me she could do that. No one told me she might say that.
Well, it was a stupid idea in the first place.
Oh,
Junior, do you want me to make you a new bracelet?
Imagine being gay and missing a hand.
No, I don't want another fucking goddamn bracelet. Why would I want another one to make me lose my fucking hand? I don't want to wear it. I didn't want to wear the last one. That's why I cut my hand off, so I didn't have to wear it.
Junior, why didn't you just say something?
I could have said something.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't have made you wear it.
Oh, fuck, Cody, get my hand out of the ice. Get my hand out of the ice, Cody, go! Go, too, God, can you call your dad? Call your dad, tell him to put it back on.
Okay.
Call yourself and fucking help me.
All right, class, this upcoming week is spring break. And I'm going down to Miami to see girls pull their hoo-hoos out. And I'm going to motorboat them, too, like goddamn Captain Crunch. So we're going to go around the room, and everyone's going to tell me what they're going to be doing for spring break. Starting with you, Penelope.
My dad's taking me to Atlanta for spring break to see the Coca-Cola Museum again.
Aw, you have a dad that actually cares and want to spend time with you. Boo-hoo. I'm going to be all alone for spring break because I don't have a family.
Oh, I'm doing nothing for spring break because my dad says we're poor.
Ahem, I think you guys are going to want to hear this. My parents are taking me to Disneyland.
Okay.
In Japan.
Japan?
Yep, Japan. We bombed the shit out of them. Maybe you've heard of it.
What, they have Disney in Japan?
They have Disney all over the place, Junior.
Dude, why would you go all the way to Japan and go to Disneyland when we have a Disney World here in Florida where we live? That's so stupid. White people in there wasting money have it.
Oh, Cody, please, can I go to Japan with you guys?
Junior, it's kind of a crazy ask to tag along on a trip like that.
Oh, come on, I promise. I won't make any noise. I won't bother anyone. I just really want to go to Japan. I want to go to Super Marvin World.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too, but Junior, I don't know. My parents don't really like me having friends. They want it to just be a family trip.
Oh, come on. Can you at least ask? No, it won't hurt to ask.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll ask if you can come over for dinner, and then we can ask them then. But you have to be on your best behavior and make a good impression. And if they're in a good mood, then we can ask if you can come on the trip.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
But is your dad even going to let you go to Japan?
Oh, my dad will definitely let me go to Japan. I'll ask him, I promise.
Okay, but we leave tomorrow, so tonight's our only chance to ask.
Okay, I will ask my dad, and you will let me know if I can go to dinner.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want, Junior? You better not be asking to go anywhere for spring break. You already know I spent all my money on this astronaut helmet used in the first moon landing and signed by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
I know, Dad. You won't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So what the hell do you want, and why are you bothering me?
Well, Dad, since you're not taking me anywhere for spring break...
Right. You're smart.
I was wondering if maybe I could go with my friend and his family to Japan.
To Japan? What the hell is wrong with you? No, you can't go to Japan. Do you know what's right next to Japan? North fucking Korea. And what are you going to do if they start bombing shit?
What? North Korea's not going to bomb Japan, Dad.
Look, those missiles can't hit the U.S., but it can definitely hit Tokyo, and Goku can't save your ass.
That would never happen, Dad. It can't happen.
Look, the Titanic wasn't supposed to sink, and now that motherfucker sunk, and it's under the damn water.
I know, Dad, but that was a ship, and it hit an iceberg. First.
Look, you can't go to Japan, okay? You better be in this damn house, depressed as hell, sad as fuck, and you better not leave your room, you got me?
Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Wait, come back. Kiss that damn helmet.
I hate kissing.
Yeah, show some respect.
So, why you ask so sad? Oh, I know. Your daddy told me the dumbass question you asked him. Boy, yo ass goofy as hell for that. Like, why did you even ask? It's not like your dad notices you're there anyway or that you exist. I would have been in Japan right now partying it up with my friends, eating all types of ramen and wagyu and konnichiwa and to all types of Asian women. But nope, your ass is in bed, sad as hell. And guess what? Your daddy paid me fucking $10 to keep an eye on your sad ass. So all I gotta do is walk upstairs, make sure you crying about once or twice a day. Oh, I can't go nowhere, I can't connect you with nobody. And then walk back downstairs, then I get paid and just relax. Sucks to be you. Just try not to cry too much on the damn bed. Here's an apple, sad boy.
Try not to feel too bad, Junior. There's always next spring break.
Goofy ass, whiny ass, sad ass, boo-hoo, crybaby ass, boy ass.
Hey, Junior. I feel really bad for not taking you anywhere for spring break. You can go to Japan with your friends.
Really, Dad?
Nah, it's just me, nigga.
I hate you, Chef Bibi. I hate you. God, I hate my life.
My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, good news, Junior. My parents said you can come over for dinner, but you have to be on your best behavior if you want any chance of going to Japan. No making fat jokes about my mom.
I can't go to Japan. My dad already said no.
Oh, well, you can still come to dinner, though, right?
No, because my dad said I can't leave my room for a week.
What, Junior, now you have to come to dinner. My parents are going to think I was lying, and I might not be able to go to Japan.
What? Why?
Because lying's a big no-no in my house, Junior, so you better get your ass over here.
Well, I can't leave the room because Chef Pee-Pee is supposed to watch me. My dad's paying Chef Pee-Pee to make sure I don't leave my room.
Junior, it doesn't matter. Even if Chef Pee-Pee notices you're missing, he's not going to tell your dad or he might get in trouble.
Wait a minute, you're right. If I leave, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I left because then Chef Pee-Pee will get in trouble. Wait, but that means I can still possibly go to Japan. Because if I just leave for the week, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I'm gone for a week. You know what? Yeah, I'm coming to the dinner. I'm going to do my best behavior, and I'm going to Japan with you, okay, Cody?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, I'm going to sneak out my window, and I'm going to leave my phone.
A special delivery for one, Mr. Whiny-Ass Crybaby Boy. You got a sign for your Kleenexes, Crybaby-Ass.
Whoever ordered this did same-day delivery. They must really care so you won't get all your tears in your damn pillows and stuff. Wait, Junior? Where the hell are you?
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to play hide-and-seek, aren't you? That's too much fun. Your ass supposed to be sad. All right, cry a little bit so I can find you. Or do Marco Crybaby. Marco! Crybaby!
Fuck it.
I found your phone, Junior! I guess I'm gonna take it!
But Cody?
Hello?
Wait, Cody, why are you on the phone?
Chef Pee-Pee? Oh, I guess I forgot to hang up.
Wait, where's Junior?
Oh, he came over to my house so he can go to Japan with me.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Japan? No, he's not going to Japan! You better tell him that his dad's gonna ground him!
Well, he would if he found out, but you're not gonna tell him or else you're gonna get in trouble.
Ooh. You smart-ass bastard. Oh, you know what? You better tell him I'm coming over there to drag his ass back in this bed so he can be sad all damn day and be depressed. Oh, I'm coming for your ass, Junior.
There you go. Does anybody want some more sauerkraut?
Ooh, me, baby. One more scoop will get me hard.
Clear your plate first.
Oh, watch me clear this damn plate.
Well, Cody's friend, we're happy to have you over for dinner.
Yeah, but we don't waste no food over here, so you better eat every bite on that damn plate.
It smells like shit. I mean, I don't know what this is.
It's sauerkraut.
America's favorite meal. See, it's good for your intestines and your asshole, especially your sphincter, so it's not too tight.
I've never had sauerkraut.
Are you serious, boy? Are you poor?
You've never had sauerkraut?
No, I've never had it.
Have you even lived if you haven't had sauerkraut?
Right. Look, the first bite is pretty damn disgusting. The second bite is egregious, but you learn to taste it and enjoy it.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah! See, when you gag, that's how I know you like it.
First time crowd, is it, am I right?
Right?
I'm not gonna eat any of this.
What the hell did you just say? My baby did not slave in the damn kitchen for you to not eat that food.
Junior, eat the fucking crowd if you wanna go to Japan.
I'm just joking, I love it. I loved it so much. April Fool's.
Hilarious.
I always do April Fool's a week after two.
Yeah, that's how a pregnancy test works too.
Okay, I'll try to eat as much as I can.
Yeah, take another bite, boy!
So I have to eat all of it?
Oh, clear your whole plate. We got plenty more.
Yeah. I love your sprout, goddammit.
Ooh, baby, I am stuffed. I'm about to pop like a sauerkraut balloon.
It was good. Yeah, did yourself, Mom. It's some good grout. Oh, how you doing, Cody's friend?
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Hell yeah, that's the spirit. That's what a good crap will do to your ass.
So 1 second.
Ooh, baby, you know I want some seconds. Go ahead and crap my ass up.
Now, Tyrone, don't be rude. We have a guest, so we should serve him first.
No, I want first. You know the top crap is the best.
Okay, how many scoops do you want?
I'm too full. I don't want any more crap.
Oh, don't be silly. You can always have more crap. Just tell me when to stop.
Stop. Stop.
Look at him being funny again. Goddamn comedian.
No, stop, please.
White Kevin Hart. Funny.
Dear God, stop.
The more he says it, the funnier it gets. Just remember, you gotta eat all of that.
Stop! Yeah. Fucking stop!
No, baby, you know I'm gonna get jealous. Don't give him all the good stuff.
You're right. I'm gonna have to cut you off there, you little pig.
Okay, cut me off.
He's so silly.
You silly as hell for thinking you can outcrop me. I'm the top crowder, nigga. The master crowder. I ain't been in this crowd life. You a rookie in this shit.
It's true. He's won 2 sauerkraut eating contests.
Mm-hmm. And threw up right afterwards like a real pro would.
Yes, sir.
You okay? You just ate a damn crap.
I'm trying because I can't eat it.
He just loves it so much.
Yeah, it's good as hell.
Is there any way I can put this in a to-go box and bring it to Tokyo?
What the fuck are you talking about? Mom, you said that we could go to Disneyland in Japan? Oh, Cody, you know I was tripping balls on acid when I said that. You know not to listen to me when I'm tripping balls on acid.
Come on, Cody, we said we were going to rent Disney movies and watch Toy Story in Japanese to see if they had slant eyes.
Wait, so y'all aren't going to Tokyo to go to Disneyland for spring break?
No, we could never afford that.
I mean, I invented the scrub, nigga, but damn, that's an expensive trip. Eat the damn crap, boy. You're wasting it.
Oh, I can't believe that stupid brat thought he was going to get me in trouble, Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, hell nah. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hello?
Yes, is there an orange-haired brat here with horns?
Oh, yeah, he's eating all our sauerkraut.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's like a little garbage disposal for sauerkraut. A little sauerkraut monster. I remember when I was 15.
Well, we don't have time for your damn story. Where's that orange-haired brat?
Cody's friend. There's a chef here.
Chef, baby! You're here. Thank God. Fucking save me. Get me the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you?
You're fucking disgusting. But throw the fuck up, please. I'm gonna die.
Well, you're talking to that man.
Get me out of here.
Hey, it's really rude to just eat all our sauerkraut and leave like that without saying thank you. You're not welcome here anymore. Cody, your friend was very rude. He ate a whole plate of kraut and then he just left without saying thank you.
Wow, so fucking rude. I thought we were family. Look, he made me laugh too.
Cody, because you brought him over here, you don't get any kraut for a week.
Oh, but Mom, I love my kraut.
Shit, more kraut for me.
Get in that bed, boy. How dare you try to get me in trouble by sneaking out of the house?
I'm sorry, Chef. Maybe I learned my lesson. They made me eat so much awful shit and so much I'm going to throw up.
Really? What did they make you eat?
Sauerkraut.
Wow. That sounds so depressing, Jay. I'm sorry. Well, let me go get something to get that taste out of your mouth.
Please, anything you cook will be better than what they had.
Here you go, fuck boy. Chow down.
Catch.
I want to play catch with my old man.
It's too hot outside, Jeffy.
Well, then we can do it inside.
No, we can't. Ow! You don't hit me with a baseball.
Oh, it's on now. See?
No, Jeffy, stop it.
No, please don't throw that at me. Please, I don't want to. Please don't do that. Oh, you motherfucker.
What? I have an idea. I want to go on a vacation. Summer's almost over and we haven't done anything.
Well, vacations cost money.
But Marvin, I want to go on a cruise. Ooh, to the Bahamas!
Okay, well, when you have money to go to on a cruise to the Bahamas, then you let me know.
Oh, I want money.
There's someone at the door. Listen, just close your eyes and just pretend you're on a luxurious carnival cruise.
I'll be the boat.
Danica, don't get my weed wet in this motherfucking pool. Ruby, I told your way to stop pissing in the goddamn pool.
We're on Hellcat of the Seas, Mommy.
I feel more relaxed already.
Hello? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, let me in. It's hot out here. I have an old man in a wheelchair. You want him to die of a heat stroke?
What? No, come inside.
Good.
So, Goodman, what is going on? Why is Chives in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marvin. I was backpacking the Serengeti looking for a family of elephants to poach so I can get a new elephant asshole suit.
And by backpacking, he means that he was my backpack.
That's right. I was on Chives' back carrying all my luggage in my Louis Vuitton trunk. And can you believe it? We made it 27 miles before the son of a bitch's knees buckled, and he tore his MCL and his ACL. So he's going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months. So who's going to get all my groceries and run all my errands and get me the things that I need?
I guess you got to get someone else to do it.
Well, thanks for offering, Marvin.
But I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are, because Chives is going to live here for 6 months, and you're going to take care of him.
But he can't live here for 6 months. We'll take him to an old person's home.
This is a home, Marvin. This is Marvin's home for the elderly and the fortunate.
Well, I don't know how to take care of an old person.
It's easy, Marvin. All you gotta do is just wipe his ass and give him his catheter.
I haven't peed straight since the accident.
Yeah, what he means is, we went to a movie one time, and I didn't want to pay for Twizzlers, so I had him shove them down his urethra.
I got to four before it ruptured.
And we still finished Kung Fu Panda, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, Goodman, find someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. What if your card declined?
You hear that, Chives? He said decline. He thinks I'm a poor. Marvin, I've never heard the word decline. Not from a card, not from a bank, and not from a girl during anal.
Listen, that doesn't have to do with anything. Listen, you're going to hear decline for the first time ever now. I decline doing this for you.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're going to do this? Because if you don't, you're going to be evicted as fuck. And then I'm going to shave a line down the center of my head, and I'm going to put on a stupid red shirt and a blue tie and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. So, there, take that. And, Chives, you better shit every 5 minutes like you did on my $40,000 Alcantara seats, you fuck.
Oh, okay, so, what do you need? Anything you need?
Yes, but you can't provide it.
What is that?
I have hemorrhoids.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A burden.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be alive either, but he won't let me die.
Marvin, what is going on?
Goodman dropped this old man off at the front door and wants me to watch him, and he gave me his credit card to buy him whatever he needs while he recovers. But, Jeffy, what happened to your clothes?
Oh, me and Mommy were still pretending that we were on EBT of the Seas. We were about to do the wobble on the Lido deck.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it. Get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvin, how long do you have to watch him for?
6 months.
Oh, man. Gonna go on a cruise.
Wait a minute. I got the greatest idea of all time. Goodman gave me his credit card. What if I use his credit card to book all of us a 7-day cruise?
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Well, because Goodman has a tracker put up my ass. If I leave this house, he'll shove a porcupine up it.
Okay. Okay, well, can we go on a cruise and you just stay here and, like, you can just have the credit card?
No, I'm sorry. If you left, I would have to report it to him.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. I was just joking. Baby, hold the credit card.
Okay.
It's time for you to go doo-doo.
But I just went doo-doo in Goodman's car.
Yeah, but we gotta wipe that ass.
All right, Mommy, let's get in line for endless Guy Fieri cheeseburgers.
Okay, get in there.
Wait, this isn't the bathroom? Hey, did you just lock me in a closet?
Yeah, we're going to go on a cruise.
Oh, you better not. I'm telling Goodman. Can I use your phone? I don't have one. Oh, wow. It's actually pretty spacious in here. Much bigger than my room at Goodman's house.
All right, baby. Use that credit card to book us the most longest expensive cruise you can find.
But Marvin, isn't that old man going to tell Goodman?
Oh, no. I just talked to him about it. He's okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, so hurry up and book it.
Okay. Karen, that's Luke Skywalker's actual lightsaber from Episode 6.
That's nice, Boynie.
I bought it. $500,000.
What? Boynie, we don't have that
money. Check it out, Karen. That's a Rolex.
That sounds expensive, Boynie.
Bling. I paid $100,000 for this necklace. Those are real diamonds.
Boynie, we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, we do, Karen, because I recently came into a bunch of money. And don't touch it, it's still sticky.
Boynie, I have a question.
Yes, Karen?
Why do you have sunglasses on inside?
Because I'm hot shit, Karen. This is what rich people do. They wear sunglasses inside.
Well, Boynie, how did you get the money?
Well, you see, Karen, this idiot decided to give me a whole bunch of money to find some people who made a murder game, and he'll give me more anytime I ask for it.
Well, Boynie, isn't that guy who hired you gonna get mad when you're not finding the murderer?
No, I'll just tell him that I'm getting close, but I need more time and more money. Look, he's got $400 billion. He's gonna forget about this.
That makes sense, Boynie.
So, what do you want to go shopping or go on a cruise?
No, more cruises, Boynie. I didn't like the poop one. It was stinky.
Okay, you want to go to Fiji?
Yes.
Okay, start packing your bags. Let's go to fucking Fiji.
Okay, Boynie.
I can't believe it was a raisin.
I can't believe you ate it.
Well, it was originally a grape when I put it under there.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
But it was yummy.
No, Jeff, you're gonna make me throw up. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy found the owner of Squid Game yet.
If he did, he would have called you, Jeffy. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah, he needs to give him a stern talking to.
All right, Boynie, we're all packed for Fiji.
Did you pack my pirate outfit?
Yes, Boynie, it's right there.
Good, because you know I'm an ass pirate. I like looking for booty.
Yes, Boynie, I know.
Oh, and you got my surfboard? Oh, I'm so excited. I already got us non-refundable tickets.
I'm so excited, Boynie.
And I booked us one of those hotels under the water.
But Boynie, how will we breathe?
Rich people don't need to breathe, Karen.
Hey, Dad, where are you going?
Oh, we're going to Fiji.
What? Fiji? Oh, my God, I've always wanted to go to Fiji.
Oh, well, you're not coming. Here's $100. Order yourself some pizza for a week or a month. I don't care.
Dad, $100 isn't going to last me a month.
Oh, okay, fine. Here's $200.
Dad, $200 isn't going to buy me a month's worth of pizza.
Fine, take the whole bag of money.
Oh, my God, Dad, thank you so much.
I'll just call the guy and ask for more cash. Hold on, I got to make a phone call.
Vroom, 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 pew, pew,
quiet, pew, Karen. Pew. I can't let the guy know I already spent the money.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Big J? It's the PI.
Did you find the guy yet?
No, but I am getting real close. And, hey, I got a hunch, and that hunch needs some money.
Well, how much more money do you need?
Oh, about $500,000 ought to cover it.
Oh, no, just use the money I already gave you.
No, because you said I could call for more money.
Yeah, I lied.
Okay, what?
Yeah, just use the money I already gave you.
No, but you don't understand. I already spent it all. I went all the way to Egypt, and I found a troll under a bridge, and he says if I give him $500,000, he'll tell me his secrets.
Well, send me a picture of the troll.
I can't do that, because he's a vampire troll, and he doesn't show up on cameras.
Oh, well, then let me talk to the troll.
Hey, Mr. Troll, please tell this man why you need money. Karen, you're the troll.
Roar, I'm a troll! Give me your secrets, roar!
No, I need the secrets from you, Mr. Troll.
Roar, I'll give you my secrets if you pay me money, roar!
You accept Venmo?
No, the troll only takes cash.
Pew, 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 pew!
And he has a lightsaber.
No fuck!
Yeah, he's so scary.
Oh, well, too bad. Find the guy with the money I already gave you.
But no, I need the money for the troll, remember?
Listen, if you don't find him with the money I already gave you, then I'm gonna hire the two best hitmen to come and kill you. Bye.
Okay, Karen, no more Fiji.
What? But Boynie, you got non-refundable tickets, remember?
Oh, no, I remember, believe me. But now I gotta sell this chain, and I gotta sell that lightsaber.
No, it's mine now.
Ooh, I can get money from Penelope. Penelope, I need that money I gave you back.
Dad, you're looking at it.
What?
I spent all the money on the balloons!
Oh, I remember these. One of these tried to kill me one time. Wait, but you spent all the money already? There's no way! You have to have some left!
Well, Dad, how do you think they got here so fast? I had to pay for expedited shipping right through my window!
And you only have $200 left?
Yeah, that's for my pizza.
Okay, well, I'm taking your pizza money.
But, Dad, how am I going to eat?
Eat your laboo-boos.
Mm-hmm. Boynie, did you get the money from Penelope?
No, she spent it on laboo-boos.
Laboo-boos! Oh, my God! What?
No, Karen, you don't understand. I have to find a murder game using only $200 or two hitmen are gonna kill me.
Oh, Boynie, instead, can we spend that money on laboobies for me? Because I really want one.
No laboobies. Karen, I'm so stressed out right now. I gotta find a murder game, and I don't know how I'm gonna do that because it's not like they advertise.
Boynie, let them know!
Breaking news, MK. The people who make the Squid Game Death Game is creating a kids-only game where the winner gets $456 billion. So if you have a kid and you need money, enter them into the game.
Huh, they do advertise.
Boynie, they want children! That's horrible!
Oh my God, I have the best idea ever.
What, Boynie?
We should put Penelope in the games.
What, Boynie? You can't do that! She could die!
Nah, she's won once before. And look, I can put a tracker on her leg, so when she gets to the island, I can follow her. Then I can tell Jeffy I found the game, so he gives me his $400 billion. And then if she wins, she's not 18. So I get to take her money, and then I'll have $800 billion.
Oh, Boynie! Boynie, I can watch her little boobies while she's away.
Yeah, sure. Penelope, get your ass down here!
What do you want, Dad?
Well, Penelope, I'm gonna be entering you in the Squid Games.
No, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, sure you do, champ. Come on. You like little boobies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think about how many Laboo-boos you could buy with $400 billion. You could buy out Mr. Laboo-boo.
Or Mrs. Laboo-boo.
Or whoever the fuck, you know? You could do whatever you wanted. You could make Penelope's. You like that, Penelope?
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, so I just need to put a tracker on you, and then I need to get in touch with the Squid Game folks. I mean, if I knew where they were, I wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. She wants to play! She wants to play the Squid Games! Squiddy! Squid Game! She wants to, I guess, be a man about a squid game.
Squid game!
Chili's baby back ribs. Squid Game sauce. Oh, that's them!
Yes?
Hello, would your kid like to participate in the Squid Game?
Yes, her name is Penelope and she is over there.
You don't look poor.
Oh, this is my Halloween costume.
In July?
I am just practicing. We are actually in crippling debt. Let me go get her.
Okay.
Okay, Penelope, keep this tracker on your ankle at all times. If anybody asks, just tell them it's a diabetes device.
An AirTag?
Yes.
An AirTag is how you're gonna save me?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm gonna save you before the first game starts. Come on, let's go say hi.
Okay, Penelope, this is... I didn't catch your name.
Eggroll Man.
No way.
Yep, come with me.
Okay, you kids have fun. Have a back by nine, right? You probably won't. Okay, now all I have to do is track the AirTag to wherever they end up. Right now they're in the car.
Boynie, wouldn't it just be easier to go follow them?
No, Karen, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm tired.
But Boynie, we were about to travel to Fiji. You weren't too tired for that?
That's because I was going to sleep on the plane. They had lie-flat seats. I think right now we should just order some pizza and go to bed.
Oh, Boynie, can we eat the pizza in bed?
Yes, we can eat the pizza in bed, but don't get any grease on the sheets.
Don't worry, Boynie, I'm going to lick my fingers.
Ugh.
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Did you see me on the news?
What, no, I didn't have the news on.
Well, Squid Game is doing a whole new game just for kids, and I was coming to see if you were going to enter your son in it.
What, just for kids?
Yeah, I'm entering my baby, Benjamin Franklin Goodman. Where?
What, you're entering your baby?
Yes, because it's a win-win for me. One, if he dies, I don't have to pay child support. Or two, if he wins, then I get $400 billion.
That's kind of messed up.
I don't give a shit. Come on, Benjamin, let's go.
Did I just hear what I think I heard with my hearing ears?
Yes, Jeffy. I mean, they're doing the Squid Games again, but it's just for kids, and you're not a kid.
I'm a kid. I just took a shitty shit fuck in my diaper.
Well, Jeffy, I don't... I mean, how are you going to get a hold of them? You hired a private investigator to get a hold of them. I don't think it's going to appear out of nowhere.
Squiddy Squid Game fuckaroo.
Oh, you're here to play the Squid Game? Come on!
Whoa, what is this place?
Hey, Junior, you're here too?
Yeah, Cody, my dad's making me play for the $400 billion.
Yeah, my parents are making me play too. They want the money.
Well, you are Jewish.
You nerds are gonna die, because that money's mine.
No, I need that money way more than you guys.
Joseph, you're here too?
Yeah, dude, I saw it was a contest going on. I need this money.
Hey, guys!
Wait, Jeffy, what are you doing here? You're over 18.
Yeah, well, I won last time, so they let me join again. And I need the money, and then once I get the money, I'm gonna find the guy who made Squid Games, and I'm gonna kill him.
When?
Is that a fucking baby?
Yep, and I'm gonna win that $400 billion.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Timmy, you're here too? This is so crazy!
Well, look, all our friends are here!
Hey, Junior.
Penelope, me and you are broken up, so I don't want to talk to you. I hate you.
That's fine, Junior, because I'm gonna win the $400 billion anyway!
I'm gonna win the $400 billion!
No, I'm winning, dude!
I'm here!
It's getting kind of crowded. Could you guys back up a little bit? I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, everyone, move out of the way. Give us some space. Give us some space.
Hey, kids! Who's ready for the Squid Games? Or should I say, Kid Games? Because it's the kid version. Yup.
You would seem a lot nicer if you didn't have a gun.
Oh, this thing? This is just so I could shoot you.
That's kind of what I was worried about.
So who's ready to play some goofy, silly games to win $400 billion?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start tomorrow. Go to sleep.
Wait, is that the first game?
I thought I could fall asleep faster than all you guys.
Let me go get it. Behold, my toy, Ray.
What?
Well, his name is Ray and he's a toy.
So he's another doll.
Well, yeah, Ray is a doll, but Ken's not.
Okay, so we thought you were talking about a toy gun.
Oh, a toy gun. Yeah, I got one of those. See? Toy gun. Pew, pew, pew.
No, we thought you were talking about a gun that turns things into toys.
Oh, a toy laser ray gun.
Sure.
Yeah,
I got one of those. Look. Behold, the make things into toys laser ray gun. Anything I shoot with this turns into a toy.
So if we got Human Ken to come over here and you shot him with it, he would turn into a doll?
Yes.
Ha ha! I know it! So he is a doll, dude!
No, hold on, I misspoke. No, if I shoot Human Ken with this, he'll just still be a human, but kind of like a hard, plasticky human figurine kind of guy.
In other words,
he's a doll, dude! Ha ha!
No, stop saying that. No, not a doll. He's not a doll. No.
Okay, so how do we get Human Ken to come to my house?
I don't know, I don't have his number. Oh, I know. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, we can get Spider-Man over here, and we can tell him that Ken is the Green Goblin, and then he'll come bring Ken here, lay him down on the couch like he did in the movie after he killed Willem Dafoe, and then we'll have him here.
Okay, so how do you get a hold of Spider-Man?
Oh, that's easy. Oh, no! Someone killed Uncle Ben! I really wish somebody would come and tell me what great power comes with! Oh, hey, Spider-Man. Oh, we got that. Oh.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's right, Spider-Man. Look, we need your help. I think my friend might be the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin? Where?
We need you to go find him. He's really handsome and he's wearing, like, a blue shirt and pants.
Okay. I'll go find him.
Thank you.
Is that really Spider-Man?
I don't think so.
Let me go!
Shut up, Green Goblin!
Guys, I don't think that's the same Spider-Man. Sir, what happened to the other Spider-Man?
He got arrested.
Oh, okay. But I just have one more question. Why is there a hole cut out around your dick?
In case I got a pee-pee.
Oh, okay.
What is going on? What am I doing here?
Hold still, I just gotta shoot you with this real quick.
Pee. No!
Oh my god, it worked! Ken, I love you so much!
Wait, how'd it work? All you said was pew!
Well, yeah, it runs on imagination, so you have to say pew to make it work, because it's a toy and it makes toys. But I'm so glad Ken's back!
You glad you got your stupid dog back, dude?
He's not an adjective! No, 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 no,
no. Hey, kids! Sorry about earlier, I got arrested. You see, what I do is I run a Spider-Man company underground. You know, we do birthday parties, bounty hunting, illegal activities. So, I sent my coworker down here to get you what you needed. His dick was out.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so we wear dickless costumes. They're onesies because the zipper gets stuck and we have to pee. But did my friend get you what you needed?
Yes, he did.
Oh, perfect. So just remember, kids, you can always thank your friendly local Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, he wants money.
He wants to get paid.
Do you have any money, guys?
I don't have any money.
Hell no.
I don't have any money either.
You get paid, PJM's paid.
Oh, how about you shoot him with that gun, and we get a toy Spider-Man?
Oh, good idea.
Gonna do it.
Pew!
Whoa, look at that Spider-Man. Why'd you just snatch that shit?
That's he's rad. Cool. He's a bobblehead. Look.
That's rad.
You're not wiggling that shit.
Hey, he's cool. I wanted to show you guys.
He's yeah. Grossly, though.
Oh, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, it's real. Well, you're looking at the garage.
Gameboy.
I'm just trying to stay continuity. He's not the same Spider-Man as behind the couch.
Okay, listen. You know what, Cody? That toy gun is really cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It doesn't really shoot anything. The camo's kind of neat. It's got dinosaurs.
No, I meant your toy Ray.
What's cool about him? It's just a guy named Ray. I mean, he is a power bottom.
No, I meant your laser Ray. Laser.
My what?
Your toy laser Ray.
Makes sense, Junior.
That!
Oh, my makes things into toys laser ray gun. Why didn't you just say so?
You know, manatees are considered fecals.
Fucking what?
What?
Well, Junior's joke earlier about your mom being a cow at the aquarium? Because you said, don't you mean a whale? But manatees are considered fecals. And manatees are at the aquarium. So you didn't have to say whale. Get it?
God damn it.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry, why are you here?
Jerry. Why the fuck are you doing this, Jerry? That was 5 minutes ago. No one's even thinking of that joke.
Read the fucking room, dude.
Yeah, we moved on.
Oh, okay, I'll go.
Yeah, leave, nigga.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry the couch monster always tries to make jokes funnier than they have to be, and he tries to fix jokes, and he's not a writer. He's not a good writer.
Oh, his ass is a weirdo.
Yeah, we gotta kick him out of the couch.
I don't know, definitely.
There's someone at the door. Who's that?
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Yep, it's me, Tom Brady.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
Well, me and my son were just driving up to make out point, and then the dang old car broke down. So I was just wondering if I could come in and use your phone to call a tow truck to tow us up to make out point.
Why don't you have a cell phone?
Oh, well, 5G isn't on the TB12 diet.
What?
I don't know. Can I come in?
Why can't I just bring you my cell phone? Why do you have to come in?
Listen, Michael Vick's out here with his dog, and it's scary.
Okay, Brady, come on in.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior? Tom Brady!
Yeah, it was Tom Brady.
So where's your cell phone? I gotta make a call.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady. Hold on, let me get my cell phone.
Cody, you know what'd be really cool? If you shot Tom Brady with your gun and turned him into a toy.
But, Junior, they already make Tom Brady toys. We don't have to turn him into a toy.
I know, but turning the real Tom Brady into an action figure would be so cool.
Junior, turning into a toy is like dying. There's no coming back from that.
Well, he's already retired. He's basically dead.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, Tom, think fast. Pew!
Whoa! Tom Tom Brady's a toy now!
Dude, that's pretty sick.
Well, Tom Brady's dead forever. He's never coming back.
I mean, he was gonna unretire anyway.
Yeah, his wife left him and cheated on him with his jiu-jitsu instructor. I don't think he was happy being alive. I think he's happy as a toy.
Yeah, he was going out sad with his old ass.
Yeah.
You know, Decal and Tom Brady...
Wow, Jerry! Wow! You knocked the toys over! Oh, way to go, Jerry!
Sorry.
Bro, what the hell, Jerry?
Yeah, what the fuck were you gonna say? It was so goddamn important that you knocked the toys over. We gotta set the scene back.
Fucking breath.
It's not important.
Yeah, it wasn't important. Nothing you could say would ever be important. Get out of here. God.
Get a damn hobby.
I fucking hate you.
Jerry, man. Jesus. I'm not gonna keep coming over if he's here.
I will get him out. I will get him out of the couch.
Please.
I'll tell him to leave. Guys, I'm sorry.
Jerry.
I know. I don't even know why. Guys. Okay, I'll get Jerry out. I promise. But next time you come over, Jerry will be gone.
Over Tom and everything.
Hey, guys, old man!
Oh, hey, Jeffy. We're just shooting things with this gun. See, anything you shoot with this gun, it turns into a toy.
Oh, my mommy must have shot a bunch of wee-wees with that toy and put them in the bedside table. Bunch of big black ones.
A lot of women must have do that.
Oh, okay. Well, is there anything you want to shoot and turn into a toy?
Well, you can turn me into a toy and then sell it for a limited time. Link in the description.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, move all the stuff off the couch. All right, shoot Jeffy with it.
Here it comes, Jeffy. Pew!
Oh, man, Cody, you turned Jeffy and the red couch into a toy.
Yeah, the louder you say pew, the bigger the blast radius of the toy ray.
Oh, now Jeffy's stuck on the couch forever, but he's like a cool little figurine. And he did say we could sell him for a limited time only.
Yeah, he did. So you can click the link in the description to buy your limited time only Jeffy U2s available for 2 weeks. Buy it now! Now! Right now!
Guys, it's me, Jeffy, and the Jeffy U2s are now available if you go to the link in the description. So get them now before they sell out.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody?
Hmm? No, I'm good. Do our Porky Pig impressions, guy?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks. Okay.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind. Wait, I mean, sorry, I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks? You're worried about your piggies getting cold?
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. We haven't played Truth or Dare in forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday?
Oh, no, guys. It's Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th?
Oh, shit! It's the Truth or Dare Monster's birthday today!
Oh, no way, dude!
The Truth or Dare Monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name 3 times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
It is scary, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word... then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare. Monster!
Huh? What?
But I saw your picture of Jerry Fogle.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jerry Fogle.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you got him to sign a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I printed out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
Wait, hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Oh. That's the same person, Cody.
Yeah, dude, it's the same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogle. He's a monster.
No. Who's Jerry Fogle?
He's a monster who should be in prison.
He is in prison, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wait, so you got his autograph out of prison?
Yeah, I ran into him.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was visiting my Uncle Peebo at a federal prison in Colorado, and we were eating some really good lunch. And out of nowhere, I see the Josh Gad walk by with a huge sub sandwich, and I start yelling, Josh, do you want to build a snowman? Look at me, please. Mr. Olaf, look. And then he looked at me, but he was really confused. And then he kept walking. So I went to the prison staff and asked them to print out a picture of Josh Gad for me. And they said, who? And I pointed at him and they said, oh, Jared. And I was like, sure. I guess Josh is short for Jared in prison. So they printed out a picture of him for me. And I walked up to him and asked him to sign his name. And he said, what? Really? Me? My name? And I was like, yes, you're the Josh Gad. Write Josh Gad on his damn picture. And can you draw Olaf the Snowman for me? And he did it.